I think we only talked about 15 minutes, but I thought it was time to call him.
How did he sound?
Sounded fine. Let's talk to David Henry, our old general manager at CBS. And he said you should call him. Well, you think he'll take my call? He goes, he loves you.
See, as nice as that is to hear, that's also coming from David Henry, who's a sales guy. So,
David Henry, who we used to blow things up in his office, set off car alarms.
And there's that. So this would be, could be a perfect opportunity for him to get back at you. Sure. Call Ron Chapman. Love to talk to you. Been missing you. Counting the days when you'd call. Where is that Russ Martin? He don't call. He don't write.
I called. We visited for about 15 minutes.
Did you have his number or did you have to get it from David?
I got it from David.
It was nice of Ron to answer.
Why? What else is he going to do? He's retired.
I don't know. Old people in scams. I don't know. Don't pick up a number you don't recognize. I don't.
Yeah. I guess I could have used the...
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call.
Help me, Ron. I'm in jail.
You can always call him back with that.
It was fine. He was just hanging out. I said, we'd talked about you the last couple of days. I said, I posted some stuff on Facebook. It's just fun to see how you were doing.
Did he know what Facebook was?
He did. He said he stays off of it.
It's probably smart for the best. Sort of God, if it wasn't for this job, I probably wouldn't be on it.
He said, because there's nothing really good that happens on Facebook.
Man, he is still wise.
I said, how's your day? He said, it's golden. Alfie, I'm sorry. I forgot to bring my Muscle Milk and Fresca in here, wouldn't you?
I'll grab one for you.
Thank you.
Lunch of champions.
What else you say? What else?
Well, I'm thinking, first of all, it was kind of hard for me.
What do you mean, like, were you just nervous, or?
Kind of emotional.
Really?
Well, when you want to thank somebody for, your success. I don't know.
So we heard you cry?
No, he didn't hear me cry.
Were you crying?
I was emotional. I just dropped stuff around my studio and swore so he couldn't hear it.
I love you, Al. It's not my toe. Are you slapping yourself?
Well, I see you're still a pussy.
Yeah, there's no good way to come out of that.
So we caught up for a little bit. He's got a ranch someplace south of Dallas. Still spends half his time in Dallas at his other house. Plans on going to Dubai.
Nice.
So, obviously he made it past his stroke.
And that's excellent news. So does he still have that apartment on the massive cruise ship?
I don't know.
Because I remember right after he retired, that was the main thing that... What's his wife's name? Nancy?
Nancy, yes.
Okay.
Nance.
Nance. That he and Nance were going to... He had bought one of these cabins on the Ship of the Seas, whatever it is, this massive cruise ship, and they were going to go around the world and just live on that.
That's kind of, like floating condos.
Yeah.
I think he did bring up that right after he retired, he traveled for about 3 years.
That was probably what that was then.
On the cruise ship, I guess.
I guess he could say, 3 years, you know what? Seen the world about six times. Good.
And I said, surprisingly enough, I reminded him, because I know he's not going to remember all our interactions. I said, I found a letter that you sent me in 1999, right after a news story came out in the Dallas Morning News about my success, and I credited you, Ron. I said, so I posted the letter on Facebook with a picture of us. And I said, not one ugly comment. The internet, everybody's got something ugly to say.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I said, do you go to Facebook? He goes, no. Why? Do you have the email? Check it all the time. I said, I'll send you a few screen caps.
There you go.
And that was pretty much the conversation.
That was it? Nothing else discussed?
What do you want me to ask him? Hey, what are you wearing?
I didn't want you to go that far with it.
Sultry sundress on.
Oh, no.
I'm enjoying the day. It's a golden day over Dallas-Fort Worth.
Yes.
Did he say is he missing work? Is he doing anything else to stay busy?
No, in fact, he said he had just sent an article into somebody, somebody's blog. He didn't blog it himself. He said he sent some quotes to somebody about retirement being underrated.
And what was his take?
That was his take.
Oh, okay. Well, you said a blog post about retirement being underrated.
I'm not really sure how I'm going to react when I have to retire.
I think the only day that you have to retire is the day that you die. Because I don't...
I know you guys will keep me hooked up even if I have a stroke.
Yeah, we will. It's still the Russ Martin Show. As long as your heart beats.
Denton K-E-D-L.
Man, he loves those caller IDs.
4-1. Come on, you can do it, buddy. Yeah. Darlington. Man, that's not legal enough. Try it again.
Come on now. One more take.
Darlington.
We at least need another syllable in there for Texas.
Wait for more.
For Texas. Just give me two syllables. You're only giving me two.
Okay. Terrible.
That's three.
Not too many?
Yes.
Nice!
Oh, she's gone for the day. You're ours now.
So, that was it. Just call to say, check on him and say thanks.
And did he say you're welcome? Did he say...
He said, I don't know that I should really take credit for your success.
That's smart on his part.
Well, you kind of said that in the letter you sent me in 99. When I said, you know, the things that I learned, he said, in the letter, he said, thanks, I think.
Yeah.
And I told him he could watch us on the video stream if he wanted.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah. I'm sure that's what he wants to do is
watch the puppet show.
Yeah.
He wants to watch radio on TV.
Let's see what I've taught him and how much he remembers.
He's probably making notes right now.
I said, you know, just by listening to you, I know what the rules are, but what they aren't. I said, I don't follow all of them, but mm-hmm. I know of them.
And you do respect them.
Yes.
And in order for you to be a broadcasting rebel, you have to know what the rules are.
Otherwise, you can't break them.
Yeah, otherwise.
You don't know.
Yeah, otherwise you're just an idiot.
And I need to mention this, because this is going to be the easiest way. You know how we archive, I'm doing this for the .fm listeners.
Okay.
We archive the show every day, put it on RussMartin.fm every night, right after the show.
Yes.
Well, we found out we weren't getting any credit for the ratings if they just listened to .fm, but not the on-air broadcast. So the shows will be posted a week late. They'll still be posted. You'll still get everything. I talked to Jacob, our web guy. I said, just post on there. If anybody wants refunds, give it to them. Don't ask them any questions. I don't care how long they've been using the service. Just give them a refund.
All right. That explains a tweet I got earlier, so if I can pull it up real quick. Basically, someone said something about the .fm and said there was no way he would ask for a refund. Okay, he just says, kind of disappointed about the archives, but there's no way I'm requesting a refund.
Okay.
Yeah, from what you're saying, though, you still get the archives. It's just not on a daily basis, so listen to this.
Well, just because of... I mean, we're number one in all our mail demos, but I want to be number one in everything.
And
I want everybody.
What all the men, all the women. I don't know if we're going to get children away from Kiss FM and Cruise.
Oh, damn.
What? He's very popular at night.
Yeah, I don't think you get credit for listeners if they're all in your studio.
Love you, Cruz.
So, I knew it was going to take people a while to figure it out, so I thought, well, if I just say it at the beginning of the show, they're going to hear it.
That's true.
And there'll be no questions.
Mm-mm.
And there's a link. If you want a refund, we'll do that. Even though .fm is our primary source of money to fund the foundation, if I don't have the radio show, I can't fund the foundation.
Which we know all too well from our sabbatical of 2009.
Yeah. The year and a half. Was it year and a half?
Year and a half.
We were off. I think we wrote 3 checks. Almost $110,000. We've been fortunate. We haven't had the officer or firefighter fall in a couple of years. So we're in a good spot.
But we also know how quickly that can change.
Yeah. All right. So, what do you got? What do you want to do?
So, you're not going to hang out with Ron? Just a phone call.
I don't think he wanted to hang out with me.
Why not? I mean, he's retired. He's got nothing to do. Did you invite him up here?
I just said, are you in Dallas? He said, I'm in Dallas half the time. I didn't say anything. I was pushing my luck that he took my call.
So you were afraid to invite him up here?
Yes.
Okay. He came before.
It would be like having one of your old college professors. Let's say I was, somebody that needed to be watched, which actually I am. or a radio professor. Somebody RTVF.
Right.
You know, I'm coming in and watching you do your job because you know they're going to sit there with some pad making notes.
Well, all you got to do is show them the ratings.
Well, it's because you're number one in men. That's your target demo. It could be further along. I'll just take some notes.
Just imagine if you did everything you're supposed to do, how much more successful you might be.
Alfie, what is line one?
He's calling about the video stream.
It's up. Yeah, Adam.
Yeah, I was calling about the ratings for your FM archive. I was asked Alfie, but I wanted to see if you guys get credit for the people that watch the live broadcast.
No.
No. Okay. Well, whenever I'm in the car, I prefer to listen to the live stream, mainly because it's not bleeped or anything else, and I try to keep the radio station also on your station as well, so just in case you guys weren't getting the credit for it.
No, anything that's beyond broadcast right now, we don't get credit for.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Good enough.
Thank you for asking, boss.
Yep. Okay.
I'm not complaining. I just want more. And if there's more to have, I want more.
Mm-hmm.
Tired of being number two in adults 25-54. I want to be number one. You know there are enough bitches out there to make us number one.
There are, but I think a great first step would be to stop referring to them as bitches.
You know, I tried.
No, you tried for like 5 minutes 2 weeks ago.
If I got to go to some type of bitch rehab, I'll do that.
You do, yes.
My name's Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
Hi, Ruth.
I call women bitches.
Man, I know what that's like. Mm-hmm.
But not all of them. Just the ones that are bitches. Do I get a chip or something?
Man, you got to at least go 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
At least.
For just one chip?
Just for like a starter chip.
Who's in charge of the chips?
I am now. I'm going to hand out your bitch chips.
Well, it sounds like a bitch is in charge of it.
You do not get a coin.
I'll try and go through the 55 steps, because you know it ain't just 12 for bitches.
Oh, no.
Oh, hell no.
Mm-mm.
Damn.
Yeah, you want... If, mm-hmm. Yeah, there are many, many steps.
This could be like a 4-year plan.
Oh, there's no. It's ongoing.
Did you accomplish your goal last week? Yes, I listened to her. Can I have a chip now? At the end of the conversation, did you call her a bitch? You know what? Keep your chip.
It's a long road.
You're in the negative.
Yeah. You're in the red as far as the Bitcoin count.
In fact, you owe us some chips.
Yeah.
We even gave you 10 to start with. You already lost them. You ain't been here 3 minutes and you lost your 10 chips. Well, could I kind of ramp down, you know, like, you know, if you stop smoking, maybe the patch.
No, sorry.
Can I say, son of a bitch?
It's actually best just to go cold bitch.
But that's what they are.
Not always. Especially when sometimes you refer to women as bitches, and sometimes you refer to bitches as bitches, and sometimes some are just bitches. There's cool bitches. And there's bad bitches.
Yeah. Like Shari, who calls.
Shari, yes. You're as Kenzie referred to her, the douche lady.
Well, she's not a douche lady. She told Kenzie she needs to douche because there's bacteria gets up in there.
And that's what she meant by douche lady.
Well, there's no reason to call Shari a douche lady. She ain't no douche lady.
Hmm.
She's a cool bitch.
Exactly. And that's still not part of our steps, even though...
She's the stereotypical black woman you'd see in a hospital. I need to see this person right now. You better set your ass down before you get checked in the ER yourself. Line two?
Yes.
A good or a bad one?
She's a good one.
Okay.
I don't like where this is going.
Yes, Tiffany.
Hey, Russ.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to tell you that this bitch has listened to you faithfully since the 90s, and I don't mind being called a bitch.
Well, I only call bitches if they're being one.
Well, but see, you're not being a bitch when I have to be.
Well, see, that's a superpower.
Yes, it is. Much like the vagina and the boob.
So, but you noticed I slipped at the beginning of the call and said, yes, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. I guess you can call me ma'am. This is the South.
Okay. Does that ever offend you when somebody says that?
No. I mean, as long as they don't call me old hag, that would probably piss me off.
That's actually a good comeback for that. Next time you refer to a woman as ma'am,
thank you, ma'am. Bitch. What?
The next time a chick gets mad at you for calling her ma'am, and say, "What would you prefer, old hag?"
How about Taurus? Would you like that?
Man.
I just didn't want to call you a because you're an old school, which is a Taurus. It's amazing. You try. Sometimes I try real hard, Ringo. Hold doors open. Hold the elevator for women. Hold door, you know, you go into a store, you hold it open. They look at you like, well, I'm not crippled, or you say, Thank you, ma'am. I'm not old. You nasty bitch. It's bitches like you that make me say it. Take my hat off when I meet a woman for the first time if somebody's introducing me.
Mm-hmm.
Why is he taking his hat off? He's showing off his hair? You bitch.
Some women aren't familiar with all the different forms of chivalry.
Just the quizzical look on her face. Her husband introduced me to her.
Mm-hmm.
This is Russ Martin. Listened to him on the radio. I had my baseball cap off. I took it off. I shook her hand. Why'd he take his hat off?
He looks stupid. He got hat hair.
Did he take it off because you're bald? Is he showing off? And you married one, didn't you?
Why'd you got to take off your hat, dude? Everything was cool until you took off the hat.
Now I got to go home and explain to her why she's not a bitch. Now why did you have to wig out right here in the middle of a garden ridge and start calling her a bitch?
By the way, we're going to need all your chips now.
I don't have any chips left.
Oh, that's right. You're in the red. At this point, you're like 50 down.
I tell you what. I'll see if I can go the rest of today.
Shut up. Don't. Don't.
See, that's a good radio tease.
Uh-huh.
That's forced listening.
Ooh, can he make it all the way to 7th?
If, let's see. Don't we keep prize packs on standby?
We do keep prize packs on standby.
Maybe the next time I slip, 9th caller gets whatever is in the prize pack.
Right now our prize pack is female oriented.
What is it?
It's a $100 gift certificate to Darid Salon and Spa. Named one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine. Dinner for you and a friend at Green Room in Deep Ellum.
Nice.
And a four-play Wonderland bedroom gift set from New Fine Arts.
That's right.
Okay.
Get you a den, though.
Now, first of all, we have not started because I have to explain the rules.
Don Davis is so hard right now.
Again, we haven't started.
Contest.
If you hear bitch in a recording, an old clip we may have played, that does not count.
And it can only be from your mouth?
Yes. Just found the loophole. So, as of now, and this does not count for 1190, the rebroadcast.
Mm-mm.
We still haven't started. So for 1190, screw you bitches. Start now.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.340, first check on traffic over the MyPlace.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by DFW Audi. Not a whole lot going on right now. We'll get started off in Dallas. Northbound 75 just before Haskell. Got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic's kind of slow back from Ross. And in McKinney, northbound 75 right at 380. Road construction there has been cleared out. Traffic there's still a little slow all the way back from El Dorado. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking damn good right now. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by Kroger. Tonight, clear and 54. Tomorrow, sunny, high around 81. Right now, it is 74. The 97.1, the Eagle.
You see what happened there? Went blue.
You uncomfortable now?
No, I'm just proud of you.
K-E-G-L, the Eagle. We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What?
The only thing this is missing is, this is not my locker.
I didn't have time to go pull that.
I know, but oh, it just felt right in that one spot.
I only had time for a couple of bumpers today.
I like it.
Well, that's the biggest movie I could think of for Paul Reiser.
You know, let me pull up.
It's not important.
I'm just curious. I mean, he's been in a number of movies, but he's it's.
I know he was in, I think, Aliens.
Right.
But to me, that's what jumps out. And then I made this one.
Always good to be with you, Russ.
Nice. Eddie Gossage from TMS. And to Van Halen.
Actually, it's Sammy Hagar.
Oh, sorry, Sammy Hagar.
And just that delivery.
Always good to be with you, Russ.
All right, you're looking at Reiser movies. What's a big one?
Well, the movies...
I'm really, really not interested in this.
Then, well, don't worry about it. He's most known for the TV shows, Mad About You and My Two Dads. And I don't think you want a bumper with the My Two Dads
music. I don't even know what Mad About You, the theme sounded like.
You might know it if you heard it.
I would know it. I saw a few episodes, but I just wasn't. I didn't like it. I just didn't watch it. Like, I didn't really watch Seinfeld when it was on. It was reruns when I got into it.
Well, that's how you get into most things from TV. You wait for it to get cool, then you watch it, years after it's over. Which, by the way, I saw that I think Seinfeld is going to be on Hulu now, so you can start watching that again.
Well, I just recorded, I think, Channel 21.
Oh, that's right. I forget that you actually have broadcast TV as well.
I do. Set up a Windows Media Center. Got a computer hooked up. Hook an antenna up to it, and just it's having your own DVR, and it's true HD, not this compressed crap that comes over cable or satellite. Mm. And they also enhanced it because Seinfeld was in 4x3.
Okay,
the reruns are in 16x9, and it doesn't look like. You know, you blow something up, the quality looks screwy. But it looks like they either went back and remastered or enhanced them. But it looks HD. Hmm. So, all right, what audio you got?
Alfie,
no babies have called and tried to taunt me?
No, no one's tried to taunt you. A lot of idiots thought you had screwed up when they hadn't heard that it hadn't started yet.
I don't know how many times... Male or female that didn't get it?
Male.
Mm-hmm. Oh, bastards. Mm-hmm. What if anybody's doing over-unders right now? Will he make it till 5? Well, it depends on when he starts drinking.
Yep.
And how will they, you know, if somebody's going to call and taunt him, how long will he go? Plenty of bets. There are more bets with this than the Super Bowl.
All the prop bets.
All right, what do you got?
I've actually got quite a bit from the whole Baltimore riot situation. I've also got the woman. If you want, cut to, we can be reminded of this. This was the mother from Baltimore who saw her son in the middle of the riots and decided to give him the business.
Isn't it funny? Most of it's unintelligible, but you know what she's saying.
Mm-hmm.
Only because our moms have done the same thing to us. Not in riots.
Nope.
But you know, she calls his name. What are you doing?
What are you thinking? Smack, smack. What are you thinking? Smack.
Take that mask off.
Smack.
Does she say something about church?
I don't know. I've listened to this thing like 30 times trying to...
Let me listen to this part.
Get your hand when I say.
Sorry, guys. I can't protest no more. Mama's taking me home.
Yeah. So then cut number nine. This was, her name is Toya Graham. She gave an interview to CBS Evening News last night, and she talked about why she laid into her son while he was riding in Baltimore.
Because he was acting a fool.
Well, fine. Don't play the clip then.
Is that what she said?
In essence, yeah.
And he gave me eye contact. And at that point, you know, not even thinking about cameras or anything like that, that's my only son. And at the end of the day, I don't want him to be a Freddie Gray.
He gave me eye contact?
Yeah. That's part of how she knew it was him, in addition to some of the clothing he was wearing. But what the main thing, obviously, that she points out there is that it's not safe for him to be doing this because you're protesting police brutality, and then you're putting yourself in a situation to where you could get hurt by the police. So she did the only thing that she thought was the right thing to do, go grab my baby and get him to safety.
Yeah, there are ways to protest without creating violence. Now, was he being violent?
Cut 11. This was Toya Graham on the CBS Early Show this morning.
I stood there on the same side as the police with the shields, and they were throwing bricks. And I was like in awe, like, it was like, oh my God. And to see my son come across the street with a rock in his hand, mm-hmm. I think at that point I just lost it.
There's no group, organization, gang, whatever, that anybody's going to let him in.
Mm-mm.
Say, man, I ain't tell you, Graham, your mom. Didn't she beat your ass on national television while you was riding?
Nah, man. Nah, she...
Yeah. Man, that was you. She pulled your mask off.
No, hang on.
And then grabbed you by the hand and started whooping your ass. And you started pulling the NASCAR running in circles. As you.
See,
I heard her say, move your hand.
What happened was, shut up.
And then she took that brick that you had and she beat you with that.
Man, that's cold. Bring that up. Why y'all got to bring that up?
I'm sorry, man. We can't let you into a Costco. I was trying to think of a benign organization. I saw my son was bad. I lost it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the longer part of what she was saying in the interview this morning that was outside of that clip was she had specifically told him, because the night before he told...
You better not go out and protest.
That's actually, yeah. Because he had told her he was going to, he and his friends were going to meet up out by this mall and join the protest. And she said, you better not.
So she had already warned him.
Yes. So then the next day, she's at a doctor's appointment. Her daughter told her, Mom, you need to leave the appointment. They're riding. We need to go down there. They let the schools out early because of this. We need to make sure we go and find him. So that's when she then goes up to the where he's supposed to meet his friends at this mall, goes to the police line where they've got, you know, their shields up and the riot gear, and she asks police officer, where were the kids that get let off the bus right here? And they said most of them are over there, and at that time that's when Ricks and Brocks were being thrown. She turns and sees her son with a rock in his hand, and that's when she lost it.
Hell no.
Hey, man. Did a fool get off this bus with a rock in his hand? Because if he did, that's my son.
And she was able to recognize him by his pants initially. And then the eye contact, and that's when she knew it was him.
Oh, no.
And you know she recognized his eyes.
He knows never to make eye contact with me, because when he does it, he's being ugly. It ain't like, you know, hi, Mama. Mm-hmm. It's. And that's what he gave me through that mask. Than its own.
Mm-hmm. I kind of figured his eyes when he made eye contact with his mom was more like,
well,
I'm
wearing a mask. She gonna know it's me.
Man, she picked you out of a crowd. She just cut through whatever, grabbed the one she knew that was hers, and said, you're coming with me.
When I get weapons in the store, how embarrassing it was. If I knock, yeah, I was acting a fool in a knockover display with a bunch of cans or something. Just how embarrassing it was there in a grocery store.
Oof.
But with all your friends that are rioting.
And you know what the funny thing is he's going to take a lot of it from his buddies. And the thing is, though, that Mama can always tell his friends, you want to give him a hard time? Why don't you come give me a hard time about it? But you know they won't. You know they're not going to give him a hard time in front of her, because guess what will happen?
I bet I call your mama. I won't have to mess with you at all. I call your mama. Your mama take care of your ass. Next time I hear there's going to be a riot, I'm just calling all my mama's friends. I'll call 911 and tell them we got this.
But mama's stopping the Baltimore riots.
Well, you're not going to throw bricks at your mama.
Nope.
Especially when you get your ass beat.
Definitely not.
Then you're running in circles and you hear 110 mamas saying, "It's move your hand."
Look like some sort of flash mob. It's just all just beating kids' ass in unison.
Yeah, you police people, you go on home. Also, send home the National Guard. We got this.
Mm-hmm.
We mamas.
I think at that point, the police and the guard will just, they won't leave. They'll just go sit on top of their trucks with some popcorn. It's like, man, we got to stay for the show.
And I hope my mama doesn't show up.
I saw you throw tear gas.
Did you throw tear gas at one of them boys? For no reason?
Yeah, but mama,
you
just
take off that Kevlar, pull down your pants.
Mama, no. You can't do that.
Why? Do you think you just because you're a police officer?
Yeah.
I don't know why I'm on the phone and you right there, but just because you're a police officer, you can't get your ass whooped? You better pull that Kevlar off.
But mama, I got my
I'm
shield.
I'm going to beat you with your own belt.
No, mama.
Hand me that ass.
No, you put that ass down, mom. No, uh-uh.
I know how to use it. You know what? I don't need that ass. You see that park over there?
Uh-huh.
You go get me a switch.
Okay, let me put the stuff down.
I gotta take off my helmet. I gotta take off my gun.
Stupid. You gotta go home.
Can I keep my pepper spray?
You ain't keep nothing. Now you go get me a switch. In fact, bring back about 45 of them for all these other mothers. You go over there to the protesters and you say you're sorry.
Mom, I can't do that.
Yes, you can.
Uh-uh.
I'm going to beat your ass in front of him.
Oh, no, you can't. You really can't do that. I just met these guys.
I'm going to make both your butt cheeks look like a couple of big, fat, bloodshot eyes.
Just everyone's mom show up. All right. Baltimore's not handled.
Man, they called out Swim. Special weapons and mamas.
They're just armed with spatulas, switches, and shoes.
Uh-oh. The truck just pulled up with a bunch of hot tracks. And those Hot Wheel tracks, you don't want to whip in one of those. Mm. I don't care which side of the crowd you own. Mama's wearing their belts with wooden spoons and holsters and Kevlar slippers.
An electrical cord.
Damn.
I can't stand this. The situation is horrible.
What's going on, Baltimore?
Yes.
But the fact, just this,
oh, man.
This one mama that... he's got to be the first to actually do it on television, not to actually go to a riot and pull her son out.
Right.
But just, I didn't care about no cameras. I didn't care about anything. He made eye contact, and that little bastard, he knows you don't make eye contact, especially after I specifically told you, you don't go riot today.
Right. Yeah, Baltimore mom Toya Graham has been hailed as a mother of the year after she was caught on video smacking her 16-year-old son.
I think you tack on another 9 years. Make her a decade.
Well, now the single mother of six is facing backlash on what else? Social media. For beating her son in such a public manner.
How old's her son?
16.
Okay.
So here are some of the tweets on social media, as I've pointed out before, where controversy lives. One person says, hypocrisy of the law. She should be arrested for assault, battery, and child abuse. Others question why anyone would condone or celebrate her actions. One person tweeted out, tired of hearing about this Baltimore mom of the year. If she raised her son better, she wouldn't have needed to do that. Then a guy named Brandon Hartzell, who's a golfer, questioned on Twitter the hypocrisy of praising Graham for hitting her son while admonishing football player Adrian Peterson, who faced criminal abuse charges for disciplining his son with a switch, saying, we accuse one person and praise another for the same action. So hypocritical.
Well, we don't know what Adrian Peterson's son actually did, and I'm sure he wasn't holding a brick getting ready to throw it at a peace officer.
Yeah, it's two different situations, but that's the problem with social media.
I'm sure... Miss Graham wasn't thinking about Adrian Peterson. She just saw her son breaking the law. And so she interceded.
Uh-huh.
So you also should get something from the police department.
That
Citizens of Merit Award. And make her president of SWAM.
Special.
Weapons and Mamas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
How do you chastise a woman for disciplining her child who is...
It's the world we live in. Even when you do something, just think of the most benign or the most magnanimous thing or the most charitable thing you could possibly do. I guarantee you I will find a real live human who will disagree with it on some level. I dare you. And especially if you put it out somehow and it goes viral, then you are now at the whims of the internet, which is, of course, a horrible breeding land of just nitwits and trolls.
I have found a cure for muscular dystrophy. Well, what's going to happen with all the people that make wheelchairs? They're going to be out of work.
That's,
You're right. Mm-hmm. They can find.
What took you so long? I bet he's on the take from the pharmaceutical companies. He probably waited until he got some sort of drug.
I'm giving it away for free. Well, what about all the wheelchair people that make those? What are you going to do with those? Now they're going to be out of work. All right. I also found a cure for cancer. Oh, so now you want all the hospitals to go out of business.
It's really just...
Alfie, what's line one?
He says he's a cop.
Jeez.
Could you say it with a little less reverence?
Well, I don't want to give any other information as to what department he works for. I'll leave it up to him.
Okay. We call them police officers.
Or at least Popo. 5-0.
You ain't never heard. Well, very seldom do I call a cop a cop. I call them police officers. You, I'm going to put him on hold. You pick up that phone and you apologize for calling him a cop.
Chris, I'm sorry I call you a cop. I know you're a police officer, and that deserves a certain level of respect, and I did not give you that today. All right. I'm going to put you back on hold, Chris. I'm sorry. He's on line one, sir.
Chris.
Yes.
Would you like me to whip him?
Absolutely.
What?
Man, these cops be a-holes.
Well, you know what? That works out, because this room is full of electrical cords. I'm sorry, what do you have, boss?
Well, I work for the police department, and my first few years as a rookie back in the early 90s, tells you how old I am, was the projects. And I found out that a lot of grandmothers were raising their grandkids, and they were scared of them. And every time they called me, they were scared that the grandkids were going to call me and that they were going to get in trouble for disciplining their grandkids. Well, I gave them, empowered them by giving them copies of the penal code for reasonable discipline. Well, a lot of the grannies didn't know how to read, so they asked me what it was. I said, short of killing them, whip their butt. And so in the projects, we got, it's, you know, the word spreads quickly on different things. And so I was having problems with these grandkids, so I started taking them home and meeting the granny. And we started getting a coalition together, and it was funny. We would tell them we're going to line up all the grannies and have us a drive-by whooping if you keep going on with all of them.
And I bet part of the reason... I bet part of the reason that was successful is you didn't just do it on an individual basis. You probably got all the guys, all those kids together, and then all the grannies together, so they all got equal embarrassment.
Absolutely. There was a couple of times that I had to stop the granny, and I looked at her, and I said, hold on, hold on. Let me walk out of the room first before you finish doing what you're talking
to. Thanks, Chris. I got to go.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Never miss a moment. Even in the AM. The Russ Martin Show. Weekday mornings, 7 to 11. On Talk Radio 1190.
411. This is KEGL. Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center, Alfie Coy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Cantina Laredo. Really only one incident out there right now worth talking about, and it's in Grand Prairie, west on I-30, right at Beltline Road. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder that has traffic kind of slow in the area. Other than that, traffic across the Metroplex is looking damn good right now. But as always, if you see an accident out there, call the Allstate Traffic Tip Line. The phone number is 214-866-8888. I'm Alfie Coy in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Tonight, the skies will be clear, overnight low 54. Tomorrow, sunny and warmer as we hit a high around 81. Right now, 75. At 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Well, what made you say that was probably the most balanced discussion anybody had about what was going on in Baltimore?
Because it actually...
Because we didn't really address the issue of what happened. We just addressed the...
It was equal in with, what was it, the swim?
Swam. The special weapons and mamas.
Right. The special weapons and mamas initially came out for the rioters and then realized, hey, these are not, you know, there are some other guilty parties here. So... The cops' mama showed up too, and that's what I mean by the most balanced. Because anywhere you look, everyone's talking about how the media are pushing a certain angle and how horrible and god awful heathenistic they are, and then you also have the, you know, other people saying what they're saying is just both sides are awful. The media is not portraying true stuff; they're only reporting the negative. Then you've got. You've got some demonstrators, protesters, saying, look, we're protesting. There's other people that are rioting, and they're focusing only on the bad stuff.
Now, what happened in Baltimore? Somebody, I'm going to guess was black, was in custody.
Yes, Freddie Gray. He was arrested for a possession of a switchblade and in the transport to jail. Somehow he had gone into a coma and later died in surgery or after surgery. And part of the problem was he had a crushed larynx and a severed spine in his neck.
And they assumed the police did all that. Was there a struggle when they tried to take the blade from him?
That I don't know. There was supposedly a struggle during the arrest. The police say that there was no altercation or anything. He was arrested without incident, but other witnesses...
Well, somebody crushed his throat.
Right. Other witnesses said that police had folded him into the truck and also would beat him. Then there's also reports of what's known as a hard ride, where you put the suspect in the back of the truck, and then you don't properly secure them in it, and you just take hard turns all the way.
Thus the phrase.
Hard ride.
Well, you might beat the rap, but you won't beat the ride.
Also that.
Because most of the riots, I've just ignored because, first of all, the entire story's not out. There's no, the investigation's not done. There's no conclusive evidence. Once all that happens, then if the police acted improperly, then go out and protest. But the violence is not going to make anything better. It's not going to help the relations between police and the community.
Depends on who you ask. Most would agree with that. However, there are some that actually say that looting is a good thing and how it's justified.
But the people that you're looting or tearing their stuff up, they're not the ones that did anything.
Doesn't matter, because most of it's part of a economic racism, a systemic racism.
Well,
again, depending on whom you ask, or even better, depending on what you read online. Because lots of people like to post things that they read online, and they think that, well, this is true because I read it online. No, that's the opinion of one person.
And that's why Snopes.com exists. That doesn't cover everything, but if somebody sends me something, okay, most of the time, I'll check it. The guy with the drone that shot the drone out of the sky, that turned out to be a scam. I fell for it.
Yeah. Well, we all have our moments.
But to criticize Ms. Graham for not chastising, for whipping her son while he was riding and throwing rocks and bricks at police, there's nothing wrong with a mother disciplining her son.
Again, depends on who you ask. You got some people saying that's child abuse. And if it's not child abuse, it's at least assault. Because she is hitting her she is hitting a 16-year-old.
She is preventing her son from going to jail.
But that's what I'm saying. Some people are going to see it as no, this is not right. It's not okay. If this was not done with the backdrop of a riot, if someone witnessed this in the living room, she would probably be brought up on charges.
In a living room, she might be guilty of something. But she could have possibly saved her son's life by beating his ass and dragging him out of the riot line.
Mm-hmm.
Man, we're going to have to break up this riot. Swam just pulled up. And they're pulling out a bus-sized rolling pin.
Oh, God.
For their front line.
I've never seen a rolling pin that big. And here comes the biggest shoe I've ever seen.
Oh, no.
I haven't seen, even at the Macy's Day Parade, I've never seen a shoe that big. So, first of all, there needs to be an investigation. That's going to be done. Whether you riot or not, it's going to happen.
Yes.
And the fact that a mom, sir, first of all, she already told him, don't you go riot. You stay out of that. You can, did she say don't go at all? She said don't go at all.
She said
whether
don't go at all.
It's a protest or a riot.
She told him go to school. So when she was at her doctor's appointment and her oldest daughter called her and said they let the schools out early, we need to go down there to make sure he doesn't do that. That's when she saw him with the rock in his hand, and in her words, she lost it.
Get over here, nut! Did you hear what I said? Get the f- get over here.
If I come over there, you're gonna whip me.
Mm-hmm. Mom, stop.
I like when you watch the video. You don't even really need the audio. You can feel all it in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and vice versa. You don't even need to see the video. You know how. All I've seen is a screen cap. I haven't seen the video yet. But I know how it went.
You take that mask off. You want to be seen?
Oh, yeah. She smacks him hard. Like the first few seconds, you hear one of them land.
What did I tell you? Did I tell you not to go riot?
Mama, stop.
I said go to school.
I did go to school. They let us out early.
What? And then what did you do?
Picked
what
up.
Did you do? As soon as they let you off the bus, what'd you do? You got off and you acted a fool.
I rioted.
Now you go across the street and you say I'm sorry to every one of those police officers.
Mama, don't make me do that. My friends are watching.
Son.
Okay, I'm going. 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 I'm sorry.
Don't make me mama-size your ass. Okay.
So in addition to that,
yes,
there's also you have CNN's Brooke Baldwin. Because what happens when you're CNN or any of the news networks and you've got something major like this going on, you run with it wall to wall.
Okay.
And that means there are anchors that are probably going to at some point put their foot in their mouth. And that's what happened with CNN's Brooke Baldwin. I think it was Tuesday.
Was this a live report? Was she sitting at the anchor desk? Was she interviewing somebody?
She was interviewing Elijah Cummings, who is a Democratic congressman from Maryland.
I mean, we talk about training. We talk about having officers. I was talking to a city councilman here last week who was saying, Brooke, these people have to live in the communities. There's no emotional or there's a lack of emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young people, I mean, I've been talking about this so much. A lot of these young people, and I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from war. Mm-hmm. They don't know the communities, and they're ready to do battle.
Yeah, they definitely need training, better training. They need better recruitment.
Do you think they just hire them straight off the street? I just got back from Iraq.
Perfect. Here's a badge. Here's a gun. Go kill.
Yeah. They still have to go through the same training as a peace officer.
Yeah. So they academy, here you go.
It may be a little easier for them because they've already had training. But just to say, you know, they come back and these police departments are hiring former military who are trained to kill. Only if they were getting shot at first.
That's true. There are rules of engagement, even in the military. In fact, they're pretty big on it.
So how has CNN take any grief off this?
Yeah.
If I was the Veterans Administration, I'd be all up somebody's ass.
Yeah, so initially, Brooke Baldwin tried to push back at critics on Twitter by saying she was merely repeating what she was told by a city official, talking about, you know, these troops are coming in over. And
That ain't what she said. I'll play it again.
I mean, we talk about training.
She makes it sound like all of this is by personal interaction.
Well, she said she had talked to a city official. She mentioned that in this, and then, okay. But it still sounds like her. She's saying it.
We talk about having officers. I was talking to a city councilman here last week who was saying, Brooke, these people have to live in the communities. There's no emotional or there's a lack of emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young people.
Okay, here's I see the problem. First of all, you don't know where the councilman's quote stops and starts and where her own commentary starts.
Mm-hmm.
So she could have been repeating everything that he said.
But it doesn't sound like that.
Because you can't tell.
Right.
I'll start again just to be fair.
I mean, we talk about training. We talk about having officers. I was talking to a city councilman here last week who was saying, Brooke, these people have to live in the communities. There's no emotional or there's a lack of emotional investment.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young people, I mean, I've been talking about this so much. A lot of these young people, and I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from.
Okay, now this sounds like her own words. She's no longer quoting somebody.
Mm-hmm.
People, and I love our nation's veterans, but some of them are coming back from war. Mm-hmm. They don't know the communities, and they're ready to do battle.
Yeah, they definitely need training, better training. They need better recruitment.
Okay. How would you better recruit? What training would you give somebody that served our country already?
They're talking about recruiting as far as in the communities where you would actually do the policing. Because we know a number of police officers... I'll use the city of Dallas as probably the best example. A large number of Dallas cops do not live in Dallas. Not only do they not live in Dallas, they definitely do not live in the exact division that they patrol. They live where they can afford stuff.
Right.
So
I think in Fort Worth, most of the Fort Worth officers live in Fort Worth.
Or
so,
very near.
Well, so they know they can make it home at night without getting stopped.
Oh, damn.
Man, that's some cold... So the recruitment aspect is trying to recruit
somebody
people
from the
community to be police.
Well, that doesn't mean you're going to be. That's like having a quota. You have to have so many white people, so many black people, so many all the ethnicities. Well, that. when you do that, you don't know if you're getting the best person for that job. The color has nothing to do with it. I want the best person on the street.
And in the case of Baltimore, you've got, you know...
Well, what heat is CNN getting?
Well, it was immediate as far as backlash from veterans, basically saying, how dare you blame veterans for, you know, either causing or making the riot situation and the protest situation worse than it was. So she later tweeted an apology. However, her on-air apology came this morning when she was on with, I think it's Chris Cuomo. On this morning on CNN, cut number 8 on my flash drive.
My colleague Brooke Baldwin has been reporting from here. You jumped into it yesterday morning while it was going 100 miles an hour, and there's a learning curve for you as well.
There is, and I just wanted to make sure I came on first thing this morning and just told everyone I made a mistake yesterday. We were in the middle of live TV. I was talking to a member of Congress, and I was recounting a story, a conversation I had had with someone recently just referring to police, and I absolutely misspoke. I inartfully chose my words 100%, and I just wish, just speaking to all of you this morning, I wholeheartedly retract what I said, and I've thought tremendously about this, and to our nation's veterans, to you, this is just who I want to speak with this morning. I have the utmost respect for our men and women in uniform, and I wanted you to know that this morning. So to all of you, I owe you a tremendous apology. I am truly sorry.
Sounds heartfelt.
Yep.
Now, would she have still apologized had nobody said anything about her comment? We don't know. I'm just curious. Nobody said anything. Veterans Administration, nobody contacted CNN. And she just, the next day, said, you know what? I went back and reviewed a story I did, and nobody said anything, but that was just an ignorant thing to say. I should never have said that about our veterans. I respect them. Nobody's complained. But I'm complaining about myself. Had she done that, I'd believe her.
Yeah,
but now easily, you don't know if she's just trying to fend somebody off or keep her job.
Yeah, because usually when someone's apologetic is because they've been called out or they've been caught. I cannot think of an example that like you just gave to where someone felt so bad they called themselves out and apologized.
Especially if you know you're going to get caught anyway, you might as well beat them to the punch.
Yeah, do it fast. Especially when you're live and you're doing something, and then, because usually if you say something that you shouldn't have, you recognize it fairly quick.
I do.
Yes, that's why you're able to hit the dump button on yourself.
That's why I'm in charge of it.
And so we can stop ourselves and go, actually, hang on 1 second. I said something real stupid about 6 seconds ago that I'm going to go ahead and apologize for.
I believe I have made it almost an hour without using the B word.
Yes, you have. Because the arrangement was, if you don't say...
If I use a B word between now and 7, the ninth caller gets our prize pack.
A $100 gift certificate to Darren's Salon and Spa in Arlington. Name one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine.
That's a good one.
Dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum.
Yeah.
And to top it all off, a four-play Wonderland bedroom gift set from New Fine Arts.
Giggity.
All courtesy of your BFFs at the Russ Martin Show.
In an effort to better our women numbers, try to wean Russ off of saying, I can say it.
I'd rather you didn't. I don't want anybody to get confused.
No. I'm not. I'm just saying. He's not using that loophole. But yeah, Russ cannot say the B word until the end of the show. What?
Oh, you know, that's pissing off a lot of gashes.
Really?
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
4:38. Another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coys and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Longhorn Harley-Davidson. Still not a whole lot going on right now. Let's get started off in Richardson, southbound 75 just before Arapahoe. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is kind of slow in the area. in Grand Prairie, westbound 30, right at Beltline, got another stalled vehicle there, also blocking the right shoulder. Same thing, traffic's just kind of moving slow through there. And a side street incident for you in Denton, southbound Loop 288, just before 380. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from FM 428. It's right at Kings Row, that accident. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Muya Burgers, Fries, and Shakes. Tonight, skies will be clear. A low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny. High of 81. Right now, 75. The 97.1, the Eagle.
Always good to be with you, Russ.
KEGL, the we're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Line one, Alfie?
Yes.
Yes, Alex?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
I was heading north on 35, and I passed a cop clocking people. And when I got on the interstate, the same cop passed by me with his lights on. And then when he got up ahead, he turned him off, exited, heading towards his police station. And that just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I was just seeing what you thought about officers that do that.
Alex, did you see the police station?
Yes. I know which station it is. I can name it if you like. But
What I'm saying is, could you see it from where he exited?
Yes, it's just right there off the interstate.
Did you see him pull into the parking lot of the police station?
No, but he turned his lights off, and then he was turning that way, heading that direction.
Is it possible, and when turning that way, he might have been turning around to go back to the spot that he was clocking?
It is possible, sir.
Okay, so keeping that in mind, it is possible he decided to turn his lights on and run home. On the other hand, it is also possible that he lost whoever he initially tagged as a speeder and decided, I lost visual, I'm just going to go back to my spot and get somebody else.
Okay, yeah, yes, sir.
Right. Now, that doesn't mean he wasn't dicking around.
He certainly could have been.
In fact, chances are he was.
Uh-huh.
Man, I got to pee bad. Man, I'd screw that stoplight.
Let's not forget, police are human too. And sometimes they got to go potty. And if the police station's right there.
Again, it doesn't mean he wasn't abusing something. What I don't like is when cops get on the freeway and they drive the posted speed limit. Well, you know they ain't going to pull me over, let's say it's 70. You know they're not going to pull me over unless I'm going over 75.
Yep.
And they got traffic backed up for half a mile.
Now, real quick, in this scenario, who are you more mad at? You've got a police officer on a highway, not in the city that the police officer works.
Right.
Are you mad at him for going to speed limit and everyone slowing down? Or mad at the people who have slowed down not realizing that that guy can't pull them over because he's not in his jurisdiction?
I'm mad at everybody because I am being detained.
Ooh, that's a good answer.
Mm-hmm. I remember when I drove the Spitalville car to get serviced or whatever.
Oh, God.
People do the same thing.
That's a pain in the ass, man.
No, it's not. That's cool. You drive the Spitalville car around, you get on the freeway, and you drive 50.
I've done that before, though, and everyone, like in all three lanes, just slowed down to the speed limit or
I know.
Low.
That's why you do it. You drive 50.
No, but they're in front of me.
Who cares? Turn the lights on. Get them out of the way.
Well, that's illegal. I try to obey the law when I'm in the fake cop car.
Flash your headlights.
Just give them the quick little whelp thing, the whoop whoop.
But you can tell, I know municipalities can pull people over on the tollway. I think it used to be just the troopers. But now I think each city that the tollway goes through, wherever you happen to live, they can pull you over on it. So I used to past Dallas squad cars all the time on the tollway.
You can't do nothing.
Until I realized they could pull you over.
I think if you're a licensed peace officer in the state of Texas, you can pull somebody over anywhere in Texas, no matter where you are. There's just extra paperwork involved.
You mean like even for just speeding?
Yeah, even for just speeding, but most cops aren't going to...
Well, what are you doing out of your jurisdiction? That's going to be the first thing I'm going to ask.
And that may be another reason why, as a police officer, you may not want to pull somebody over outside your jurisdiction, because they're going to give you such a hard time about it. Well, it says Grand Prairie on your police car. Why are you pulling me over in Arlington?
Because you were speeding in Grand Prairie. You should have caught me first.
Well, that they can get away with. I'm saying if they light you up, if it's a Grand Prairie officer and he lights you up at East Chase and I-30, which is the border of Fort Worth and Arlington, then you're probably going to get some lip from the motorist.
Damn. I'm in Arkansas and there's a Texas County Mountie on my ass.
Man, they really care.
I wonder if he knows I got Coors in this truck. Line two is about the CNN chick.
Yes.
Go ahead, Will.
I wanted to talk to you about the CNN reporter lady. When she, I'm a Marine Corps veteran, and I've been out for a few years now. And even though she apologized, I still take huge offense to it. And because she called us emotionless, pretty essentially robots when we get out, we can't get back into society, and it's not entirely true at all. I've been out for a few years, and I do everything I can on volunteer work for military and police and fire, and I put on my Dress Blues uniform, and I'll go raise money, or I'll...
Well, let me ask you this. Let's say she made the initial comment. Mm-hmm. Nobody had complained. Then on her own, she apologized the next day because just through her own reflection, she said, you know what, I screwed up. I need to apologize. Would you accept the apology then?
I'd accept the apology, but I wouldn't care for her. She made the comment that was from her heart, and I wouldn't agree with it. And I would accept her apology, but I'd still have a slight grudge just because that's where I came from.
Well, that's fair, because we know, for the most part, how the country treats vets when they come back.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's not the best, but we do what we can to cope with it. And like I was telling Alfie a while ago, I don't do enough police and fire volunteer work, and I'm going through the police station right now to get a permit, a solicitation permit, so I can collect money for the RMF Listeners Foundation, because I adore what you guys do. I respect it, and I want to help you guys and give you guys for essentially helping me do what I try to do. I try to give the Marine Corps good face, because it's all too often we have a bad rep.
You have to get a permit to collect money?
Yeah, if you do it out in public, yes, you do. It's a $50 fee for the permit, because you can get a solicitation ticket, which I think they told me is $200, $250 if they write you a ticket for it.
Well, how do they really know if you're collecting money for whatever charity you say you are?
That's besides me. I have no idea.
The city just wants their $50,
right,
regardless, without any vetting process.
Oh, that's the government for you, though, city or national.
Well, it's very kind of you on two levels. I appreciate it, boss.
All right, thank you.
Sure.
Keep doing what you guys do.
I will. Yeah, if there's no vetting process, well, do you have any paperwork that verifies that you'll give this money to muscular dystrophy? Nope.
Mm-mm.
All right, $50.
All right, then.
Like, what is the $50 for?
Yeah, at that point, there's no tracking.
There's no justification if they said, okay, if we could somehow track the money that you take in, and then you can prove that you gave money to the charity, then yeah, we're going to need an administrative fee. But that's just being a dick.
I mean, he's right. That's just taking that's a municipality taking its fee.
Basically, up and up? I got a permit.
You gave $50.
I paid my $50. I can collect money for anything I want.
Mm-hmm.
That is the stupidest damn permit I believe I've ever heard.
I would think you'd have to, in order to do that, I think it would make more sense if you somehow had a letter from the organization recognizing you as a collector or a fundraiser, as opposed to just going in, giving your $50, saying, I'm here to raise money for the penile enlargement fund.
And it's not that I don't trust, I forget his name.
Will.
But you know, there are people that go and get permits, and you know, there are dudes. Unless I'm missing part of the process, or maybe they do ask, do you have any paperwork, are you an official with that charity?
Right.
Can you prove anything? If you just say, I want to go collect money for this charity. All right, give me $50. All right, what do you do with that? Well, it's administrative fee for printing out this receipt.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing more, unless I'm missing something, there's nothing more than that. That pisses me the freak off.
That the city, the city would just take the $50 fee?
That they would do it for any charity without vetting the individual somehow.
Hopefully they would actually call the organization and do like we're saying, just like, hey, do you know so-and-so? They're applying to be a fundraiser on your behalf.
I don't know. I do know that kid running around in Deep Ellum, the Uber cop.
Yes.
Yeah, Kenny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He says, any of the tips that he gets, however this Uber system works, any tips that he gets, he was going to give a portion
of his tips
to the foundation.
Yeah, and that's different. He can do that. You don't need a certification or some sort of license.
Well, my point is, he does.
Yes.
Because I get a notification every time through PayPal that he does. And he does it almost weekly.
So if you're in Deep Ellum and you're going to hit up an Uber, ask for the Uber cop.
Yes.
You know him and you see him because his car looks like an old squad car.
Now, how does Uber work? Do you use an app? Do you call somebody?
It is app-based. That's how they've gotten around a lot of the taxi laws in different cities.
Good for them.
Pretty much. So you download, works with Uber. There's another one called Lyft, L-Y-F-T. So you sign up on the app. It takes your credit card info.
Is this like an app? You just get off the Apple Store?
Yes. Right. Or of the Google Play, whatever.
Well, whatever. Keep going.
So you download that, and then it's downloaded. You hit up the app. You say you need a ride. It'll ask from what location. You can either do it from your current location. It'll use your GPS on your phone to locate you. Or you can set a different location.
Is that the app?
That is the Uber app. And then once you sign up.
I think one day I may have Uber cop come get me in Frisco, bring me to work.
You should.
Kenny would do it.
Absolutely. So then you open up the app, you say, yeah, I need to be picked up. You can go ahead and enter your location of your destination. And then it'll give you a car that's en route. And in that, the name of the driver and a photo of the driver will pop up and will give you it'll count down the time until he gets to where you are to pick you up.
Based on GPS.
Right. See, like right now, I opened up my app, and if I wanted a car to pick you up right now, it would be like 2 minutes. So you see all the little black cars? Those are all the available Ubers right around the radio station.
Oh. I can't remember my password.
Shocker.
Shut up. I'm old.
So you can, and there's three different categories. You can do Uber X, Uber Select, and Uber Black.
That is the
Uber what?
Uber Black.
How black is that?
Actually, I don't know. I've only ever used the Uber X. That's where you just get like a car.
Uber Black, I believe, is where you get either a town car or a nice Suburban.
Okay. Nice ride.
I'm trying one more time. You eat my ass. That's my password. My damn phone.
So anyway.
So you could just specifically say, I want Uber Cop.
That I'm not sure. I think you can. I haven't tried that.
So you can't specify him?
I don't know.
Okay. Well, you guys just said if you use it, ask for Uber Cop.
If you can.
All right.
If it allows you to.
Okay. Alfie Line 3?
Yes.
Permits?
Exactly.
Okay. Is it Charisse?
Is her name Charisse?
Yes, her name is Charisse.
Charisse.
Yes, sir.
Would you like me to whip Alfie?
No.
Okay. What do you got, sweetie?
Fine. Well, I dispatch for a local city, and when our solicitors come through the records department, records sends us a copy of their DL, And as dispatchers, we run a background check on them. So that may be something that they put their fees towards. I don't know if the application says, you know, we need to know what you're soliciting. But we vet them with background to ensure that they don't have orders against them, that they can't, you know, go to certain places for sex offenders and whatnot.
Okay. So you just make sure they don't have a criminal history, but that still doesn't mean they're really representative of the charity. I'm going to assume the answer was yes. What?
Ben? All right. It's frustrating when a call drops like that.
Well, I'm frustrated because I can't sign into my own iTunes account.
I think it'll give you so many before it locks you out as well.
For how long?
I don't know.
Oh, it'll let me update stuff, but I'm trying to download a free app. See, like I'm updating right now, but I wanted to get the Uber app.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It says you got to sign in. Well, I'm already signed in.
Well, you sign in again. It's just verification.
So but what I'm signing in with, it says it's not right.
Then it's probably not right.
Man, I've about had it with society. On the phone, an hour and 42 minutes with one of the credit services, just unfreeze my credit. Get all three credit reporting services unfrozen, because I freeze them just for identity protection. Hey, Rodney calls today and he goes, all right, here's the scoop. He goes, all three credit reporting services, they average to about 767.
That's good.
He goes, but you don't carry any credit cards.
And that's bad.
I said, well, if I got a couple of cards now. He said, well, it's also history. He said, obviously, you've had one for like 23, 24 years. I went, that's my Amex. He didn't say he couldn't do anything with the refi. He just said, man, why don't you have more credit cards? Because I don't need them.
And you,
I can't afford it, I save up for it, and then I buy it.
Like a crazy man. No one does that.
Or if I just want to build up points with the gift card, of the, you know, the points with Amex, I'll just charge a bunch of stuff on that, pay it off before it's due, and then get gift cards on stuff I was going to buy anyway, and I'm not paying an annual fee, so it costs me nothing. It's just amazing that. So, all right, here's the advice. Even if you got perfect credit, get a couple of cards. Use them a couple of times a year just so they're, it looks like they're in use.
Yeah.
Because he said otherwise, you know, if I had a couple of credit cards with no, you know, outstanding balances, he goes, I'd be over 800. And it's pissing me the hell off. Well, what is this business card you just...
That's Kenny's business card. I think it's got his phone number and stuff on it, his direct contact.
Can you contact an Uber person directly, or is that beating the system?
No, they can do that.
Well, he's got a... I'll just give the website. Is that... That's probably...
Yeah.
It's Uber, U-B-E-R, cop, Dallas.com. He's also on Facebook and Twitter. You know what? I knew this, but I forgot about it. At the bottom, it says all tips are matched and donated to our foundation.
Chloe, do you have any extras of those?
I believe I do.
Good.
And he printed his own cards.
Yeah. Can you give me one of those? I'm going to keep my wallet.
Sure.
Okay. There you go, Clovis. Damn, we got a break again. So I don't know if I can refinance or not. Because I pay my stuff. Like, what about all those houses I bought and paid for?
Yeah, they probably hate that.
Well, you don't have any car loans. Because I pay for my cars.
Well,
you know, if I had one car loan,
yeah,
my credit would be perfect. Everything else is perfect, except I ain't got enough credit cards.
Maybe they look at it this way, the credit stuff. They want you to have credit and use the credit. In order to get the refinance.
However, paying for a three...
A lot?
Much money house.
Yes.
Obviously, I got the money.
You do. But that doesn't mean you have good credit. All that
you know what else I hate? Mm-hmm. I had to tell Rodney my salary.
Did
and I had to tell him how much I had in the bank.
Oh, man.
For the refi.
Yeah, see, he knows everything.
I gave my base salary.
Right.
And that mother giggled.
Damn.
It seems like you met your nemesis. So anyway, you don't...
Pieces.
So the credit people see it as, well, you know what? You've saved up and just paid for everything else without credit. Why don't you just save up and buy the house?
I can't refinance a house.
No, that's what they're saying. You save up and buy what you need, therefore...
That's what I'm doing next. I sell this house. Mm-hmm. Next house I buy, I'm buying. I'm paying cash for it. I don't care how squirrely it looks.
That's not squirrely. People would love that. My God.
Who would love it?
The people you're giving the money to.
Well, they're going to get their money regardless.
They are, but it just seems more commanding. It's when you say it's cash offer.
Yeah, I walk in with a bag of cash. I go, hey, let's say I'm buying a $300,000 house. I walk in with a bag. Mm-hmm. I'm meeting with the realtor and the owner.
Yeah.
I got $300,000 in this bag and two heads.
Sold.
You ain't got to run a credit check. You ain't got to do nothing. You take this money. I let you keep one head. You can even pick the prettier. We'll be back.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Al Picoy is in the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Kroger. All right, let's get started off in Richardson. Southbound 75 just before Arapahoe. Got a stalled vehicle there blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back in Collins Boulevard. In Grand Prairie, westbound 30 at Beltline. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the right shoulder there as well. Traffic's kind of slow in the area. Couple incidents in Denton County. Southbound I-35 right at State School Road in Denton. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from South Loop 288. Side street accident for you in Denton. Southbound Loop 288 just before 380. Got a stalled vehicle blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Sherman Drive. And in Ellis County, southbound I-35E right at Ovilla Road. Got an accident blocking the two right lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from pretty much the Ellis-Dallas County line. Listen to Cindy Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Win 'Em Before You Can Buy 'Em tickets to go see Incubus, the Deftones, in Death From Above 1979 on August the 20th at the JEXA. Details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle Weather brought to you by DFW Audi. Tonight, the skies will be clear and the temperature will be cool with a low of 54. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 81. Right now, it is 75 and 97.1 the Eagle.
Ha! Take a picture of me f***ing his horse!
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
What's the purpose of paying your bills on time if they're not going to give you good credit?
That's just a part of it. You also have to have credit.
I have credit.
To have better credit.
You think I bought the house I'm in or the one I had in South Lake?
That's different.
Without credit?
That's different. That's a mortgage. That's viewed differently.
That's still money?
It is, but it's a different form of credit.
Maybe because there is collateral involved. Mm-hmm. The house.
Exactly.
You don't pay for the house.
They get it back.
Yeah.
Whereas with a credit card, there's no collateral. They just extend you the line of credit.
Well, I can get credit cards. I just never got them because I didn't want them. I didn't need them. It's got nothing to do with me being approved for credit. It's a
you feel like
that I'm getting short-sheeted as far as is.
You're being punished for being responsible.
It's not a for sure deal that I can refi my house because I don't owe people money.
It's not that you don't owe people money. It's that you don't have any open lines of credit.
I got my Amex.
In addition to that, you don't have
any
new stuff.
I pay my gas bill most of the time. The water company ain't been out in 3 months.
Well, you've clearly turned
my
over a new leaf.
My power's only been shut off once. How come none of that counts?
Did he not mention any of those things?
Who?
Rodney.
No, it didn't count.
Okay, well, then you're good. However, there's all I'm really doing is just telling you exactly what Rodney's told you, which is in order to, you know, to get good credit.
I got great, good credit.
To have impeccable credit.
My house is bigger than his.
That doesn't matter.
I don't like the fact he giggled at my base pay.
I bet he didn't laugh at it back when it was the CBS base pay.
Well, I just gave him the base pay. I didn't give him the bonus structure.
Right. Because, see, you're doing your stuff based on the base pay, not
yeah, I don't buy anything else. Based on possible bonuses.
That's right. You take everything, only what is going to happen.
So, don't confuse one with the other. I can get all the credit cards I want.
Oh, we don't doubt you, boss man. Money bag boss man.
I can get all the credit cards. I can pay a bit.
Oh, there it was.
Man,
that was right there.
Damn close.
Man, those toes on the edge of the cliff.
Almost gave away a prize pack. I could pay somebody to carry around a box with all my credit cards in it.
No.
And one of those works arrow cards.
Use a different word for the one you were going to use.
When?
A nice word. When you said buh, say something like nice lady.
I wasn't talking about anything gender specific.
You just meant someone less than you.
I could hire a beautician.
Wow.
Carry around my credit cards. So don't confuse the fact I can't get credit. I got credit.
Man, you're special.
And when you pull your own credit score online, which they charge you a dollar for.
Yeah.
It gives you why the ranking is based the way it is. And the first four were fine. Long-term credit, long history. Da-da-da-da. Click on the last one. You don't have enough credit cards. It's not phrased exactly that way, but that's what they mean.
Right.
Which means get more credit cards. I'll just stay in the house. Forget it.
Well, you are going to stay in the house. You're just going to refinance it.
I'm going to refinance it and sell it.
Well, whatever.
I'm just going to refinance it and then sell it. Sick of jacking around with people. Then I'm going to get a bunch of credit cards and let them go past due.
You're not going to do that.
Well, if not having credit cards and paying people on time hurts your credit score, it's got to help me a lot to get a bunch of credit cards, let them run over the limit, and don't pay them.
No, see, now that's just irresponsible.
That's the same logic.
It's not the same logic.
It is.
It's not.
Flo?
Yeah, I was just thinking about something else, too. Take the collateral thing out of it. You pay that huge mortgage payment on time every month, but no, you got to go to Target, get a credit card, buy like a $15 t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I paid it off. Woo, I got credit now.
Yeah. Look at that. My credit went up to 800.
I bought a t-shirt.
Based on a $500 credit card.
Now here's your credit.
Now we can refi because you bought that shirt at Target.
I paid it off.
And, you know, just to be fiscally responsible, like my toll tag.
Mm-hmm.
I have that comes straight out of my bank account
right.
Every month. I could have it come off a credit card, but I don't. Either I have the money or I don't. But because I haven't gone in debt to somebody, now my credit score is only 767.
Yes. But you know what? You know, nothing says that you have to refinance. You don't have to do what they want you to.
Oh, I don't have to refinance, but I'd like to save a couple thousand a month.
Well, then open up a couple credit cards.
Well, yeah. Also, they look at how long you've had the credit card. So I don't know what that length of time is. It's just stupid. The whole thing is retarded. Pay your bills. You're responsible. And you don't rely on the government for anything. And then they give you an under 800 score. Nazis.
It's also really difficult to be over that. I never looked up what the actual high score was.
I'd get over 800. If I had two more credit cards, all I need is two credit cards and $30 worth of t-shirts, and I'd get over 800. 850 is the highest.
Yeah, 850.
But I read someplace that at 850, even if you wanted to refinance or you were looking at, I don't know, whatever.
They wouldn't do it?
They consider that suspicious.
Oh, my God.
See, now, so now.
So they look at anybody around 720 or higher.
Gotcha.
As being fiscally responsible. If you at 850, they're going to think you up to something. Mm-hmm.
So you got to go and be late on one of those credit cards. Just to
bring it down. And this is why, at the end of Fight Club, they blew up all those buildings.
How come nobody's out protesting for me? You had the Occupy America movement. What about rich people who can't get refined?
Go ahead. You get out there and protest.
I'm going to get out there and pay some boo-boo head with a drum, and I'm going to protest. What about us? What about us 1% that can't refi because we ain't got no, because we don't owe nobody nothing.
Yeah.
Because we ain't asking for free stuff or free student loans or free books, free housing.
Yeah, the only
thing. I'm going to sit out in front of City Hall with an Apple laptop and complain and pay that guy to beat on that drum. And then have a bunch of different messages that nobody can understand. Well, what are you protesting? I ain't decided today. I ain't reached into the fishbowl.
See, for you, protesting would be pointless. However,
what are you protesting today? I'm protesting six-toed Haitian drug addicts. How we let them into our country. And I mean six toes on one foot and the other one ain't got any.
Very specific.
I'm okay if they're spread out. By the way, if you're just joining us.
Russ has a problem.
I've made a promise not to use the B word today. And if I do, Alfie, are you paying attention?
I'm paying attention.
Give me a second so I can pull up some pride music. I like this one. If I slip between now and 7 o'clock and say the B word, and we know which one we're talking about, the ninth caller will win.
$100 gift certificate to Darid Salon and Spa. Treat yourself to a spa day at Darid's in Arlington. Name one of the top 100 salons in the U.S. by Elle Magazine. Plus, enjoy dinner for you and a friend at the Green Room in Deep Ellum. And to top it all off, a four-play Wonderland bedroom gift set from New Fine Arts.
Yeah, yeah.
All courtesy of your BFFs at the Russ Martin Show.
I think we should throw in a Works Aero cart just to give the beautician something to do.
So close.
When I came in, there was a big box with my name all over it, and I set it someplace. I forgot about it.
I saw that. I don't know. I just hear muscle milk.
That's right. It's right over here underneath your table.
All right. All I know is if ever there was going to be anything in a box that was a bomb, this would be it.
Why does that one look suspicious?
Huh. They wrote, Russ Martin, it's a box about the size of you get a pair of boots in.
Okay. So, all right. Big shoe box.
As big as you can get on the front, Russ Martin.
Mm-hmm.
On the side, as big as you can get, Russ Martin. On the back, Russ Martin. Side, everywhere.
And it even says on the side, real big.
Yeah, Russ Martin, written real big. So, my guess is it's a bomb. So, if you guys want to go take a smoke.
Man, I wish.
It's a bomb.
Why would you say that?
I looked at the return address.
What's the return address say?
Fort Worth Police Officers Association. It's a trick. Or it's real.
Fort Worth Police is not going to bomb you.
That would make me open it thinking it's not a bomb if it said Fort Worth Police Officers Association.
Mm-hmm.
Or it is, and it's a bomb. Mm-hmm. It really is a POA.
Yeah, this is one of those. Alfie put that on my desk earlier, and I said, no, take it.
Get that out of here.
Yeah, take it to him. Let him open it. Is it addressed to him?
And don't touch no metal doorknobs or nothing. Okay, first of all, it's a bunch of caps. Fort Worth Police Officers Association, it's camouflage.
Nice.
Black and white one, Fort Worth Police Officers Association.
I think that's blue.
They're both blue.
Ah.
So I guess one is for you.
All right.
This one is just the state of Texas with a blue bar across it. I'm going to guess that's got something to do with falling.
Could be.
See it?
That's very nice. I like that a lot.
If that's what that means.
I'm sure it is some sort of police
thin,
Texas.
The thin blue line?
Yeah, across the state of Texas.
And I will keep this one.
That's nice.
My guess, Chloe, you're going to have this blue and white one.
Cool. Right on.
My guess, this camouflage one.
Mm-hmm.
This one is for Kenzie.
Gotta be. Pink camouflage.
It says Fort Worth Police Officers Association.
Nice.
Okay. That still don't mean there ain't no bomb at the bottom of this.
All right.
Oh, so we're all alcoholics. Okay. That's the one with the blue line across the state of Texas.
That's a nice shirt.
On the back, it says, Heroes Live Forever. I'm keeping that one. Because I know people like to hear me open stuff on the air.
Absolutely. It's like Christmas, but for you.
It's another one, Heroes Live Forever. My size. What do you want, Dan? Can you wear large?
Yeah.
Yeah. My teats are too big.
Thank you.
Heroes across. Heroes Live Forever. That's okay. I'm guessing that's what the rest of those are. They look like they come in varying sizes. So, Alfie, I'm sure there's a couple sewn together for you.
Why you gotta be rude?
Because it's me.
That's true.
Gray one. What does that say?
Property of XXLFWPD.
Okay.
Is it actually a double X or?
I don't know. I don't know if it just. Hey, a fat cop wears this.
What's the size on it?
It's medium.
I bet that's for Kinsey then.
Okay, set that aside. I'm going to guess they all say the same thing. They're all gray. All say XXL.
Man, that's a lot of shirts.
Damn.
Man, Fort Worth really wants you to stop calling them drunk.
Stop drinking.
this is double XL.
That's probably for Alfie then.
That's ugly. Why you got to be ugly?
Man, me? Me? Hey,
you a dick, Dan.
Me? Alfie, I had your back.
No, I'm playing, man.
I'm going to hit you.
You a dick, Dan.
Russ.
I say something, and you went, why you got to be that way?
Yeah, exactly.
I say this one's double XL. You say it's probably for Alfie. How come that ain't ugly?
It's not. You said the two shirts sewn together were for Alfie. Uh-huh. That's rude.
Well, this is the two sewn together.
Alfie used to be like a triple X. That's a compliment.
All right. Another one. I wonder what the XXL means.
Oh, it's sort of those old athletic shirts in that style.
Oh, okay. Well, then they sent one for everybody, and then there's a...
Don't throw them on the floor.
Well, I'll wash them. Then there's a plaque.
Oh, no.
What?
I don't know. I just know what's going to happen.
It's a plaque with a probably gold-plated shovel on it. Groundbreaking Fort Worth Police Officer Association headquarters. Oh, they were going to do this on the 27th, and they had to bail because of the weather. It was going to be the groundbreaking for the Fort Worth Police Officers Association, either the headquarters.
Oh, that's very cool.
For Russ Martin, building a new future. Yeah, I can't read it. Alfie, put the camera on Dan. There. Okay.
You want me to read it?
Nope. It's building a better future to the strong foundation. Members past and present.
There you go. Way to fight through it.
All right. You officers in Fort Worth can go back to drinking. Thank you for the shirts.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
533, another check on traffic. Over the MyPlates.com traffic center, Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. A lot going on. We're getting started off in Dallas this time. Let's go southbound 635 just before Woodall Rogers. Got an accident blocking the three left lanes. Traffic there is backed up back from Knox Henderson. Also in Dallas, westbound 635 just after Coit. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up on the other side of the High 5 back from Greenville Avenue. Let's move into Denton. Southbound I-35E right at State School Road. Got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from South Loop 288. And finally in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Rosedale Street. Got an accident blocking the left lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Morningside Drive. Column number 9 with a pair of tickets to BFD 2015 featuring Rob Zombie, Breaking Benjamin, Hailstorm, In This Moment, Pretty Reckless, and a whole bunch of other people. Full lineup is on KEGL.com. Call 214 or 817-787-1971. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Geico. Clear skies tonight, 54 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, sunny and 81. Right now, 76. But 97.1, the Eagle.
Rock my soul. Believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch. Don't believe me, just watch.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Ow! Wait a minute.
Okay. All right, who just texted me?
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Is it Caged Heat?
No, I never heard back from Caged Heat.
Well, damn it.
I just got the call Sunday that said her name and can't make it today. I'll call you later.
And but it was bracketed by the, this is called from an inmate.
Yeah.
At a correctional facility.
I'll play that while I'm seeing who I got a text from.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
An inmate at a detention facility. If you would like to set up an account and accept this call, please press...
Deleted.
I still think it's phenomenal for her to give you the heads up, to call so as not to leave you in the lurch.
The text I just got was from former Captain Mark Howard of Dallas County Sheriff's Department.
Ooh, what's Captain Howard got to say?
Yesterday at 3:47, he texted, "Stop it." And I didn't see it till we got off the show, off the air. And so today I said, "Stop what?" Because I don't remember what we talk about at any particular time.
Mm-mm.
We don't have a schedule. It's not like if it was... 3:47, and I had just finished doing Barbecue Bob, the Ninja.
Yeah, other radio shows will have like a whole rundown, like, okay, this is what we're doing today, this time, this time, this time. For us, if we had one, it would just say show with an arrow from 3 to 7
maybe.
Question mark.
Maybe. 7 plus.
7 plus, yes.
I said, stop what? He said, putting me and Batman in the same sentence. Did I do that yesterday?
Yeah, because you were talking about Captain Howard and his fundraising skills at the White Trash Party last year and the fact that he had the MRAP and all the Dallas Sheriff's Office vehicles at the White Trash Party. So, yeah, you basically said he was your new Batman.
He is. And the fact they collected all that money at the door, even though it was free to get in.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the Dallas Fire and Rescue showed up because Lieutenant Denzel was there.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, that was a sharp-dressed man.
God.
Woo! He was backstage waiting on me when I got there.
And I missed him. I never saw him.
I wish somebody had gotten a picture. I never believed a man could dress up that nice. Now I know who ZZ Top was talking about. Because that man, was either going to or just come... from some Firefighters Association banquet.
Yeah, but there were a bunch of chiefs in town. And that's why, yeah.
Yeah, he walked backstage and everybody just goes, GD!
Damn! Who knew they made clothes that hot for a man?
He probably had to make it himself. There's no way you can mass produce that.
I'm sure that wasn't mass produced.
I don't even think you
That's from the Lieutenant Denzel line. One.
Oh. I wished I had seen
it. Am I lying? Did he look hot?
Like he had just like this right hot out of the tailor. Perfect. And that shade of purple, that was cool.
It was purple?
I think all of it was purple.
It was like a black pinstripe suit, but he had this royal purple tie and the same royal purple pocket square.
Wow.
Looked like he had just jumped out of a Sanger Harris catalog.
I bet it looked better than that.
Damn. Dressed like that, I bet you out starting fires. Boo-boos.
Almost had to give away prize pack.
He's just bursting into flames, even though they wet.
So Jesus can walk on water. Lieutenant Denzel can set fire to it.
I can burn water.
Take that, Jesus. You know why Jesus was walking on water? Because it was on fire on the other end. I started it.
Suit with his purple tie. And
me, Officer Lyman. Is that the right setting? Hell yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus want to walk on water? I can make it for him. I walk up to a couple of women and just go, it's me. And all of a sudden, you got it. You got enough to walk on.
Yeah, 40 days and 40 nights.
Yep. If you don't want to get your sandals wet, you better call Moses.
Okay. You got more audio? You want to start news?
Let's see. Now we can start news.
5:41, Dan O'Malley's here with news.
Thank you, Russ. Today is Wednesday, April 29th, 2015. Birthdays today. Tyler Labine turns 37. Russ, you know him best as Dale in Tucker and Dale versus Evil. Also, they recently announced a sequel to a Tucker and Dale versus Evil.
Who are they?
I don't know. I don't know.
Is it male or female?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
I just wonder who Evil is this time.
Also celebrating birthdays today, Uma Thurman is 45. Also 45 is Andre Agassi. Master P is 48. No Limit Soldier. Eve Plum is 57. Remember her?
Marcia Brady.
No.
Eve Plum. Oh, Jan Brady.
That's correct. Michelle Pfeiffer, 57. Still hot. Daniel Day-Lewis is a method actor and 58.
And also doing mornings in Paris, Texas.
Kate Mulgrew turned 60. She played Captain Janeway on Star Trek Voyager, and currently she plays Red on Orange is the New Black. Jerry Seinfeld, 61. Richard Klein is 71 today.
Richard Klein played Larry on Three's Company.
You got it.
Got it.
Baltimore streets previously rocked by riots were quiet Wednesday morning as residents obeyed an all-night curfew enforced by 3,000 police and National Guardsmen, for the most part. The curfew, which went into effect at 10 p.m., got off to a not-so-promising start, however, as about 200 protesters initially ignored the warnings of police and the pleas of community activists to disperse. Some threw water bottles or lied down on the ground. A line of police behind riot shields hurled gas canisters and fired pepper balls at the crowd and slowly advanced forward to push it back. Demonstrators picked up those canisters and hurled them back at cops. Which, I don't know why I always... I know it's a terrible situation, but I always get a kick at it when the... You know, the rioters pick up the can and throw it back at the cops.
That should be expected.
Yeah.
If it were a grenade, no, you don't pick those up and throw them back.
No, that's bad. That's how you lose. That's how you end up.
That's how you lose.
Yeah. But the crowd rapidly dispersed and was down to just a few dozen people within minutes. So everything seems to be calming down, but we'll see.
Can I interrupt for a second?
Show.
Russ, did you accidentally use the word?
Nope.
Okay.
Why?
Because a couple callers are thinking you did using Officer Lonnie's voice.
No. See, I specifically didn't. Because they associate Officer Lonnie's voice with that word. I know I didn't.
I was confused, too, because with Officer Lonnie, that voice, it's just so smooth. You don't even...
They think they heard it. Mm-hmm. That's probably one of the best magic tricks I can do.
Mm-hmm.
Did anybody hear me say it?
No.
I didn't.
Mm-mm. That's because I didn't. I can control myself. It's been over 2 hours now since I've used the B word.
So proud of you. And all the ladies are happy.
And I ain't had a case of the BTs yet.
Well, amidst all the strife, there are some good things going on in Baltimore. A Baltimore clergyman wants Americans to know there are good people in the city. Bishop M. Cromartie posted a photo of a young boy offering bottles of water to a long line of police officers in riot gear on Tuesday afternoon. Cromartie posted the photo to his Facebook page and wrote, "One of many pictures that I captured today in the midst of helping clean up the city, and it speaks volumes."
Was it a little black kid?
Yes.
Praise God.
The photo quickly went viral, and it's being spread on social media platforms and news outlets. I'm sure some people have twisted it into something terrible, but that's the internet for you.
Look at that, feeding the enemy, keeping the enemy hydrated.
Mm-hmm.
He's a little, I forget the word now, Uncle Tom wannabe,
mm-hmm.
little boy.
Cromartie wrote in other posts that he hoped prayer in the street could save the youths of Baltimore.
I don't think prayer is going to work. I don't know what will. There are bad cops, and good cops don't like bad cops. Because all it takes is one bad cop to, and I'm not trying to be racist here, to whitewash every badge in this country.
Yeah.
Where all cops are just... Yeah, they got into it just for the power to be able to tell you what to do and what not to do and arrest you for no reason. There are cops that are like that. But I'd like to think 99 and 40, 4100s are heroes.
Mm-hmm.
I got that from Ronnie Millsap.
I was going to say, that's some pretty big math on your own.
That's considered pure love.
Mm-hmm.
Ivory soap. So pure it floats. Most police officers float.
A new survey asked just over 1,000 adults what talent they wish they had. The top 10 answers are... You want to try and guess, or you can just go through them?
Give them to me, and I'll see if I possess it.
Okay. Number 10, creative writing.
Nope.
You have that talent.
Mm-mm.
Really?
Not if I got to leave the B word out.
That counts.
Now I'm restricted. That's holding me back.
Number 9, gardening.
I can do that.
Yep. What was the last thing you grew?
Hard on.
Touche.
I'm a boner gardener.
Boner?
I'm a boner farmer.
What do you grow?
I'm a boner farmer, mother.
knock out roses. I plant those all around the house because those are just like even my mama can't knock them out. They're hardy roses. They look like normal roses. The first season you plant them, they never look like they're going to make it.
Mm-hmm.
Even though that's just kind of their gestation period. And the second season, whoo.
Okay.
You could do anything. Needs, maybe 6 hours of sun a day. That's it. Don't need nothing else. At night, they get up, walk around, and beat up people. they beat up the crepe myrtles.
Oh, yeah.
And the red-tipped petunias.
Man.
Pull flowers out of the ground, throw them all over the place. And they go hop back into their spot.
It's like a
knockout roses. They're bad motherfuckers. That's what I planted last.
Another talent people wish they had is art.
It depends on it. Well, you know what? Since art is subjective, I'll take both of those.
Oh, okay. Number 7, home improvement. Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
I have, and I've had contractors look at the house. They went, this is a really good job on this faux finish in this hallway. I went, I did that. And they didn't know I did that. Not only did I put the faux finish, I painted it. All right, I used spray cans, but I still painted it.
Okay.
Nobody noticed. They just said, that's a really good job. They said, that's better than other parts of the house. When I did this one. Faux finish is easy.
Mm-hmm.
Making it smooth and slick, that's hard. Taping bedding and making a wall completely slick,
yeah,
that's almost impossible. That faux finish where you just take the, where that stuff is and slap it against the wall and then pull the handle thingy back and slap it again. It's real easy. Mm-hmm. You should do it. I may do it to this studio.
Please don't.
Why?
Because we actually have soundproofing on the walls.
I'll make it soundproof. I'll paint it with truck bed liner.
Give yourself a ding. Number six, dance.
Bull.
You have never seen me dance?
The hell I haven't.
You've seen me do the George Jefferson, and that doesn't count.
That definitely counts.
Boo head?
You do the Jefferson good. Real good.
All right. But that's not something you'd really want to do in public. I certainly wouldn't win dancing with the stars.
Right.
On.
With.
Whatever.
You think it's on, but it's with.
You wouldn't win anything with that. I can do the George Jefferson, and that's it. I can't two-step. I can't line dance. I can't.
You can do the electric slide.
That's not even truly the electric slide when I do it.
Well, I bet you can do the Apache.
In general, I can't dance. I can't dance. What?
You can do Gangnam Style?
Sort of. But that's not really dancing. That's just a...
Hey, dancing is also subjective.
That's just a motion like this.
That's a dance.
Wow. Woo. Whoopee.
It's a move.
I can't dance.
All right, Phil Collins. Number five, photography. Give your ding.
Well, anybody could take pictures. Doesn't mean they're good. Look at some of the videos we've gotten from listeners. All they got to do is still the one thing.
Right.
Upside down, sideways, their feet. Hands ain't nowhere in the shot. Shooting it in the dark. I sent one back to a chick. I went, could you go at least go outside to shoot this instead of shooting it in your room with all the lights off? So she went out and shot it again outside. It was perfect. Even birds chirping in the background. I went, see what it's like to go outside and not be so goth and dark?
Oh my God, it's Snow White. You do have a talent with some photography, though.
You have no idea. You don't know what I've taken. Any picture.
What's the majority of pictures you've taken?
Of my dogs and my penis.
Okay. After that, it's probably your exes. So if you take the dogs out of
that's not photography.
Yes,
that's,
it is.
That's video and the camera's on the tripod hidden.
Alfie, to the judges?
It is a form of photography.
See? Give yourself a ding.
That's videography.
It's cinematography.
What do they call news cameramen?
News cameramen like to call themselves videographers.
But what are they always referred to as?
Cameramen.
No, photogs. Every news chick we've ever had in the studio, they always call, oh, my photog.
Alfie, what do news reporter cameramen like to be called?
They like to be called cameramen, but they're often referred to as photojournalists.
They like to be called videographers.
Well, apparently there's no consensus.
There is a consensus. You get enough idiots on the phone, and they'll say, I'm a videographer. You can't just say, I'm a cameraman. Anyone can hold a camera. There's an art to holding a camera, and that's when you become a videographer.
I bet if you got news cameramen, you will get different answers.
Oh, I'll get different answers. But they'll lie. They like to be called videographers.
All right. Well, yeah, you get a ding for photography. Number four, singing. That's a talent people wish they had.
Sorry, hit the wrong button first go around.
No, I know. Number three, knowing a bunch of languages. Do you wish you did, though?
I would like to know Spanish. I would probably rather, it would be more practical for me to learn Spanish, but I would rather learn Italian.
Get back to your roots.
They're just, in a lot of instances, Italian sounds more erotic. European. Mm-hmm. Well, it has an air about it. Spanish, they get wound up. Man, even if they're complimenting you and saying Merry Christmas, you think they're pissed off about something.
Yeah, sounds like a fight.
Because it sounds fast because you don't understand the language.
Especially when they go back and forth between English and Spanish. How come you got to go 500 miles an hour when you switch to Spanish? And then you slow back down to English. It's like, what the?
Yeah, it's like...
popsicle. She's like, well, why did you say popsicle? Is there no Spanish word for popsicle? And why are you trying to throw me off?
Number two, playing a musical instrument. You play musical instruments.
I think they mean or meant have a talent for it.
Define talent.
You do.
That's why it's subjective. I was thinking about writing a song for Tina, the girl I was going to go out with Sunday, but she got picked up by somebody.
Yeah, your caged heat.
Yeah. But I didn't get too far.
Why? You got distracted?
Well, let's see. Where did I start with? I hear you're not a-coming. You're locked up in the pen. I bet you're doing scissors with a couple other locked up twins. You're stuck in a unknown institution. Because he didn't say in the message that I got.
Where she was.
Yeah, it just said, is an inmate.
This call will be recorded and monitored. I have a collect call from...
Hey, it's Tina. I'm not going to be able to make it today. I'll call you tomorrow.
An inmate at a detention facility. If you,
yeah, I didn't find anything wrong with facility. I got the song down as far as the guitar goes, mm-hmm. but I don't have the lyrics down.
And finally, number one, talent that just over 1,000 adults wish they had, cooking and baking.
I can do that. Especially drunk. That is when I'm at my finest. Because that's when you're in a mood to experiment. Great. Well, I'm out of certain items that I would normally use. What could I use in its place? Well, this cake recipe calls for a splash of vanilla. Well, there's nothing wrong with using a pound of butter instead. Or an aged block of Gouda cheese.
Oh, God.
Or onions instead of noodles.
Yeah, that's messed up.
All right, you guys are making fun of my spaghetti recipe.
Yes.
I was out of noodles.
Yes.
So I cut up an onion
Ugh.
And steamed them to Ugh. Where they had the consistency of noodles.
Gross.
And then put spaghetti sauce on top. It tastes... You want me to make it for you one
no,
Friday?
No, I don't.
Not Do you even not like onions? Bit. Because when you steam the onions, it takes some of the...
The crunch? The texture?
Well, yeah, they turn into a noodle texture.
Yeah, just mush.
Al dente.
Mm-hmm. I yes.
See, I know what that means.
Yes,
that means my teeth.
You're right. Totally erotic.
Well, it's sort of that. Just slightly firm to the bite. But it's not as oniony as mm-hmm. you would think. Mm-hmm. And I was hungry, and I wanted spaghetti. So that's when I got inventive. Onions are good for you. They thin your blood. It repels.
You are right there again.
Balloons? And beauticians that sell door to door. Alfie, we came, everybody decided, I did not use a B word during Officer Lonnie.
Yes. None of us heard it at all.
Because you can go back and check, because you're recording the show real time in there.
Yes.
I didn't say it. And you know how I know I didn't say it? Because I thought it real hard. Because when I go into that voice, it just naturally comes out. I can't say it.
Mm-mm.
I can think it real hard. I can think it so hard you could see it in the radio.
However, you cannot say it. Otherwise, you're giving away a prize pack.
This is more for me, just to see if I can make an entire show. without using the word. Yeah, because we're trying to improve our female numbers. Yeah.
Technically, though.
White Alfie?
What were the original parameters? Because there were a couple callers who were confused. Is it the end of the show or just until 7?
Until we're off the air.
Got it.
Today. And it started about 3:32.
Yes.
I believe the effective time stamp.
Which is why she made it almost an entire show. Because from like 3:10 to 3:32, it was all over the place. Be this, be that, be here, be down, be up, and be everywhere.
It was be palooza.
Mm-hmm.
Bees are us. I don't have anything else.
Here be, there be.
Bees that climb on rocks.
A loner in pairs.
Man, I don't want to say it. Now I'm starting to get the BTs. So, that's the, you want to call it the bit for today is, I'm not using the female dog term, the B word, today at all. If I do, ninth caller wins a prize pack. Alfie's already run that down for you. And I think we could probably work in a, throw in a works arrow cart.
Woo.
Aren't there two still sitting in the lobby?
There's only one left, and it was earmarked for Chris Ryan, but.
Oh, he's not here anymore.
Yeah.
It's ours. Put it in the
woohoo
big prize bag.
Yeah.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show. Here's your chance at $50,000 in loud funding. Text this keyword now.
The keyword is bar. That's bar.
Text that keyword to 45495.
We'll text you back. Standard text and data rates apply.
To win $1,000.
And a chance to have iHeartRadio kickstart your summer with 50 grand in loud funding.
Why can't they put those promos at the tail end of the PSA so it doesn't look like on the screen I'm supposed to do traffic?
Because it's supposed to, because it has to play outside of the stop set.
But it doesn't play outside the stop set.
It does technically in the system.
Well, in the system, I don't care. Fix it.
Okay.
I don't care what the rules are. This is radio.
Okay.
We go for slick and produced around here, see?
Yeah. Yes.
I mean, it's playing in the stop set, but because it's logged a different way, they're lying to somebody. And I'm going to start ratting people out, see? Because I look up at the screen and it goes, oh, well, Anna DeHaro, last one is a PSA. Time for traffic. No, they sneak some promo in. That's not supposed to run inside the actual commercial block, but it does. Then I look like a fool. Make me want to swear. Do what live?
The promo.
All right, you better have a good explanation of what you're trying to tell me.
I'm just saying, do you want to do it live?
I don't have to do it live.
Well, you can. We just put
then,
it in the system.
Then it's part of the commercial break. Outside the commercial break means there's a song or something that's played away from commercials.
Do we drop those, though?
Do we drop them?
The songs, yes.
So would that have played after the songs that we didn't play?
Yes, but we can move it around to...
Put it someplace else.
Gotcha.
Put it in the middle of the stop set.
Put it in the middle of a song that we drop. I'm tired of people depending on automation up here. Come in, run your own board. That's what I do. Very seldom do you see me get up on the video stream and leave the studio. I run my board. That's what a man does. That's what Ron Chapman did. Probably what gave him a stroke.
Mm-hmm.
610, this is KEGL Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle Traffic brought to you by Geico. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound 635, just after Coit. Got an accident there blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from the High 5 in Duncanville, eastbound I-20. Just before Cockrell Hill, got an accident blocking the right shoulder. Traffic there is backed up back from Spur 408 Patriot Parkway. Into Fort Worth, northbound 35W at Rosedale Street, got an accident blocking the left lane. Your backup's back from Morningside. Finally, in Fort Worth, northbound 35W right at Weston Center. Earlier stalled vehicle there is gone. Traffic still backed up back in the Fort Worth Mixmaster. Flying high over North Texas, I am Alfie Coy, and 97.1 the Eagles, Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by the Texas Lottery. Clear skies tonight, 54 for an overnight low. Then tomorrow, sunny and a high of 81. Right now, 76 at 97.1 The Eagle. Eagles.
No, that does not count.
And we're back to the Tina Russ Tur- Martin Show.
All right. We were in the middle of what? Talents I didn't have?
No, you had a lot of them. Let me go back.
I had baking.
I'm going to count.
I had gardening.
Out of 10, you had, yes.
You didn't really think I could do household improvements, but I can because I painted stuff.
All right, so that gives you 3
mm-hmm.
out of the 10. Gardening, home improvement, and cooking. Even though your example for cooking was onion spaghetti.
That was an example.
Of creativity.
Ask Kenzie. I made her... baked her stuff before with real. I didn't replace anything because she's anorexic already.
She needs all the butter she can get.
So I put butter and real oil and whatever and made her chocolate chip cookies the size of a tire.
Nice.
And she was ecstatic. I could bake. I've fooled baby dolls before.
Uh-huh.
Damn, so close.
Some of your... dinners for Thanksgiving been phenomenal.
See. And those are low fat.
Even better. That takes extra skill. It's one thing to just to cook normal stuff, but if you can cook something that's tasty and healthy, you're in a different category.
Although there is just no substitute. I don't care what they come up with. There ain't no substitute for fat.
I can
make mashed potatoes with those specially grown golden potatoes where you don't really have to add butter.
Mm-hmm.
Or even the butter substitute. You don't have to add anything.
Yeah. But.
But once you add real butter and real milk. Jesus, please.
Or like me, it's like always use, like not bad fake butter, like smart balanced butter. So it's not butter, because it's healthy butter, but it's not butter.
You use in the I can believe this ain't butter.
Pretty much, yeah. So when I make something as simple as toast with real butter, mother,
like baby, go get in bed and get wetted up, because I'm about to have toast with real butter, and you know what that does? Time to go.
It's something magical.
It is. Other things, you can cook low fat, and you can't do anything about the sodium. But you can cook low fat, and you can't really tell. Mexican food is probably the easiest.
Yeah.
Rice, you want to spice that up. You can use a salsa or a Tabasco sauce. Refried beans, you get fat-free refried beans. Throw in a little paste, ready to go. Low-carb tortillas, chicken breast for fajitas, onions, vegetables. Damn, I'm hungry.
Yeah.
What's today?
Wednesday.
Yeah. Waylos doesn't have their, was it prime? I always say it wrong. Prime.
Prime rib.
Prime rib. That's Thursday nights. That's damn good. What?
Nothing.
What?
I'm guilty of this too, so don't get accusatory. It just sounds like an old man when you say, man, I love Thursday night to the Waylos. They got the prime rib. Got to get there early.
Man, I sure love October 4th at Denny's, because that's my birthday, and that's when they give you some kind of free. What do they get? They still give you anything at Denny's?
I don't know.
At Denny's?
I think they give you like an ice cream or something.
Oh, wow. Well, that's worth living to 65.
Well, I do that because there are places that I'll go to enough to where, and I get the same thing, like you get the prime rib at Abuelo's. So I'll go to some place and be like, oh, man. It's just not as good tonight as it normally is.
And the explanation is what?
I always sound like my grandfather. Yeah. Because that's the only person I ever knew, it was old people, that would ever go to the same place enough, order the same thing enough to know that it was subpar that evening.
You know, I hate to complain, but the sirloin steak today here at White's, it ain't up to par. Mm-mm. And my cream-style corn, it ain't really as creamy. And the roll's about a quarter inch short. So if you want me to come back to Wyatt's, which I don't even know if they're still around.
They're not.
Then, okay, good. That was our big thing on church after Sundays, Wyatt's. Where you could pick out all your stuff a la carte.
Ours was Duff's. That was our place.
We didn't have any Duff's in Pleasant Grove. All we had was Wyatt's. Down at the Pleasant Grove Mall, which was about six stores.
Do you ever go to the one at North Park?
With what?
The Wyatt's at North Park Mall or at Town
Hell
East?
Hell no. We never drove out of Pleasant Grove. Going to Mesquite was like being the Jeffersons. Mm-hmm. We're on the upside. Mesquite. Where are we going? All right. Everybody calm down. Don't get too excited. Well, where are we going? We're going to, didn't I tell you to sit down? We're going to Town East Mall. Oh. Holy sh!
Mesquite.
Are you swear? Daddy, you swear? Is it Town East Mall?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't big towning us. You taking us to big town?
I wouldn't do that to y'all today.
Town East Mall. Remember when they built that? That place was supposed to be the sh. What? Because Big Town is also in Mesquite.
Right.
Big Town was Big Town. Mm-hmm. Even had its own water tower.
Oh, that's how you knew.
At a bowling alley. Big Town.
When did Townies get built?
I'd probably say early to mid-70s.
Okay.
Can we walk the whole mall, Daddy? I don't care. I ain't coming back.
I'm just going to leave you here.
Have a ball.
Yeah, what is it, 15 miles from here back to the house? As far as I'm concerned, you're out of town. All right, how do we get off on the moles?
Eating at Wyatt's.
Oh, yeah.
And the fact that you can cook.
We never really went any place fancier than Wyatt's.
I remember as a kid, anytime we'd go anywhere fancy that I remember, for the most part, it was my...
After somebody died?
No. My papa would pay for it. And then, this is where I learned how to be careful what you order on the menu, because if you ordered something expensive on the menu, he would call you out in front of everybody.
Unsafe steak.
Chicken.
You better tell that woman right there, unsafe steak.
Unsafe steak. I'm sorry, Papa. I want the chicken. I didn't know there was limitations. You said order what you want.
You let Papa order first. Don't order something that Papa can't eat. Sit there and show off the fact that he still got teeth.
Stay in.
I order steak. I take a bite into it. I forget about seeing those teeth again. Isn't it odd that I don't know. Again, all right, old man moment or older man moment. What if teens today realize that parents couldn't always afford stuff?
Nope. Teens don't realize hardly anything until they finally get in that position.
Like you go out with your grandparents, you know, we're eating good today. Because Pawpaw's paying for it.
Right.
Daddy always takes us to Wyatt's, and we're limited to one meat and two sides. If it was good, then maybe we got a roll. But if it's Pawpaw, then he'll take us to Duff's.
Woo!
Or King's Table.
Or Sizzler.
Sizzler was if we got straight A's. One time I got on the honor roll, we got to go to Red Lobster.
Look, Mom, straight A's.
Damn, should I go ahead and dress up now for Sizzler? Can I have my choice, Sizzler or Bonanza?
You better put on your Sunday best.
Bonanza. All I got is Sunday. I ain't got no Sunday best. I got Sunday clothes. I got one set I use for church or funerals or straight A's or honor roll when we go to Red Lobster. And they know seafood.
Mm-hmm.
That pep. Never mind. Almost gave away a prize pack. Alfie, what is line one?
She is calling about the prize pack.
Oh. The one if I accidentally say the B word between now and the end of the show.
Yes, that one.
Okay. Yes, Letitia?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I'm waiting for you to say the B word.
I don't know that I'm going to say it for sure.
Well, you know, the thing is that you make
is your
me
is your
say,
hey hey ba- 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 baby baby is your radio up in the background?
Yes, it is.
Did Alfie ask you to turn it down?
No, he didn't.
Did he? You lying?
No, he didn't.
Did he not?
No, he didn't.
All right. But well, first of all, you ain't getting no prize pack, and he's gonna get a whipping.
You know, it's bad enough that I have to listen to you and stuff, and wait till you go on a commercial to call my husband. So I'm stuck watching you every day, Monday through Friday, because he won't answer the phone between 3 and 7, 7:30 sometimes, 7:45. So now I'm sitting here watching, trying, listening, waiting for you to say the B word so I can win a prize, at least make it worth my while. I mean, come on.
First of all, you swore.
Yes, I did.
And don't say it again.
I think at this point that means she should give us a prize pack.
Yeah, you owe me a prize pack for saying the F word. So it... Did you just say it's bad enough having to listen?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did.
So you don't care for us?
No, I sure don't. No. Are you kidding? From 3 to 7, you belong to my husband. Yes.
Well, I am going to keep him, and I am going to turn him queer. And there's nothing you can do about it.
Oh, I was scared there for a second.
What, you think I was going to say it?
Yeah.
No.
No, he handled that like a mature adult.
Dude, yeah. That was good.
That's the way real men who know how to treat women talk.
I'm impressed. Look, I got chills. Damn.
Just because I went, I can't hear you.
I was ready to say it.
She even swore. No, I can't stand you. I know she was baiting me.
Yeah.
She probably really loved us.
You listen to anything that much, you love it.
3 to 7, my husband don't answer the phone. Whose fault is that? The fact that he's got a heart on bigger for me than he does for you?
Mm-hmm. Man, you can't question good taste.
Mm-mm. And maybe if you taste better, he'd talk to you more.
Sorry, RMS just damn tasty.
Maybe you clean that thing. Or at least, you know, for foreplay, take him to Red Lobster.
That way he knows how special he is.
Well, that way he can expect what he's about to eat later.
Get him some bisque.
Dan said bisque, by the way.
People are thinking you're saying it with other words that have nothing, nowhere near the B word.
No, I think what's happening is people just want it, they just want the prize back.
He said it.
I heard it. He said it. No, he didn't. Yes, he did.
He said meretricious. Nowhere in there. I mean, it's a nice prize pack, but it's not like it's worth $1,000. If we throw in the Works Aero cart, which we will steal for you, because you deserve to work. That tax on another $160.
Yep.
But I still get credit for almost 3 hours of not uttering the word on the air.
And at this point, it's been almost 3 hours.
So, back off, you. I got this under control.
Now you got it now. Now you're in a home stretch.
Man, you don't want to be in this building when we leave the air.
Mm-mm. Man, there's going to be some sick misogyny going on.
This building's going to look like downtown Fort Worth after that tornado hit. All the windows are blown out. That building.
Mm-hmm.
Man, somebody said that word and said it hard. It looked like the explosion out of Die Hard. Everybody covered with glass.
Uh-huh.
Okay. We were doing what after we were interrupted by Letitia?
We were talking about your cooking prowess.
Still?
Well, that and the contest.
Wyatt's.
That, and talents in general.
Well, there are other things I can do. I've learned how to fart in the key of C.
Mm.
Which sounds hard, but not really. It's like whistling. Yeah, you hear a tune, and you can, for whatever reason, the brain can pick it up, and you can whistle that tune.
You can just match it at some point.
Yeah, which I always thought was on.
Yeah, just get some air moving. You kind of adjust a little bit with the lips, and then, oh, there you go, key of C.
People can't sing, can whistle.
Mm-hmm.
So the brain's capable. I always thought that was odd. So, you know, really being able to fart in the key of C, it's not that big of a deal. But since I like a lot of songs that start in C, it helps me with the guitar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, hang on a second. All right.
Hold on a second. Now, it's a B. What do you want to bet that really is a B?
Now, I really want to know.
Do you seriously?
Yeah.
I might have to get up and get the guitar.
Okay.
All right, you guys talk while I get it.
Maybe an F?
I don't know. Anybody want to guess?
I'm going to go with F.
Bet's down in 30 seconds.
What's the range go?
It's just basically A through G.
So sharp. A's the highest, G's the lowest?
You know what? Really didn't matter. Just go to A. A flat to G sharp.
Everybody pick a chord. Bets all bets down.
D.
Dan?
I'm going to go C plus.
That'd be C sharp.
Fine. You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, sort of.
All right. Okay. I'm going with F.
Song I started writing for Tina. Okay. Ready? Hey, what'd that big show in Dallas-Fort Worth do? They guessed the key of farts. Got it?
Yep.
Did somebody just repeat it?
Yeah. Sorry.
Maybe I need to loop it.
Okay. Do single notes.
What?
Do single notes instead of chords. Be easier to match.
Is that a B? Yeah, it's a B.
Nope.
Okay. Well, what were the other guesses?
I said C sharp.
Alfie, what'd you want?
D, please.
It's E.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
.638, another check on traffic over the MyPlates.com traffic center. Alfie Coy is in KEGL's Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by Silver Fox Steakhouse. We're getting started off in Dallas, westbound 635, just after Coit got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic has backed up back from the High 5. In Irving, westbound 183, right at Beltline, got an accident blocking the right lane. Traffic there is backed up back from Regal Row. Into... That's going to feel so good. In Fort Worth, northbound 35W, right at Rosedale Street, that accident there is now gone. Traffic's backed up back from Morningside Drive. And finally, in Fort Worth, southbound 35W, right at I-20, got an accident there in the clearing stages. Traffic there is backed up. Back from Berry Street. Yeah, it is. Subscribe to the Russ Martin Show audio and video archives at russmartin.fm. All proceeds benefit the RMS Listeners Foundation. I'm Alfie Coyne, the Eagles Black Thunder.
From the Staples Weather Center, Eagle weather brought to you by the Bank of Texas. Clear tonight, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 81. Right now, 76 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
KEGL, the Eagle.
For a f***ing reason. Russ Martin Show. Only on the Eagle.
There have got to be people new to Dallas-Fort Worth just looking for a radio station to listen to.
Yeah, I'd like to see the look on her face flipping around. Well, it sounds... Huh?
Obviously, terrorists have taken over that frequency.
Mm-hmm.
I know people watching the stream. I bet he's trying to see what all the key of what his parts are in.
I should probably list them. We're still not really sure about this one.
Yeah, that was really hard to match.
He's about as close as I can get. You try another one?
On Facebook?
Yes.
This lovely gentleman says, having the ability to make a massive number of people listen intently as you play an electric guitar, trying to find the right key of a fart requires otherworldly talent. I can't bear to think of a day where I don't listen to you all. Genuine hilarity. Thank you very much.
What key is this in?
What key are my farts?
That one's really hard. I think it's E.
I think we keep going. We're going to have a quartet.
I know there's people at home trying to match it right now.
Mm-hmm. You know. Oh, there's someone.
Chuck would know.
Chuck is screaming right now. So it's whatever.
And it's even worse because beginning of the show, I was talking about around 12:30, 1 o'clock, I actually called Ron Chapman and just said, hey, you know, we were talking about you a couple of days ago. Thought I'd call and see, you know, how you were. Because he had a stroke a few years ago. Sounded fine. Didn't sound like he had a stroke.
Good.
David Henry, our former GM at CBS, said he had had lunch with him. Said he looked fine. He's about 95%. I mean, you're going to lose something. I don't know. Yeah, mobility, whatever.
It depends on the stroke. Depends on the severity. Sometimes it could be something in your face. It could be something in your arm, leg.
But talking to him on the phone, he sounded like he could still do a radio show.
And if he heard any of this.
Yeah, well, and the fact that, you know. Hey, so we were talking about, why were you talking about me? Well, that, you know, that I attributed a lot of what I know in radio from just listening to you. It's not like you taught me. It was, unknown tutelage. I listened to you. Learn that you don't say up in Denton, over in Fort Worth, down in DeSoto. If you're covering Dallas-Fort Worth, you're supposed to be everywhere. So you just say DeSoto. You don't say up, over, down, whatever.
Right.
You're supposed to be at the epicenter of North Texas. I got that. And I do that. The rest of stuff, it's like, man, why you got to attribute anything to me? You're playing farts and the guitar along with them, trying to figure out what key it is and trying not to say the B word and giving away wheelbarrows. What's wrong with you kids?
You're going to get a cart machine in the mail. Throw this at yourself.
Yeah.
I used to throw these at people when they screwed up.
I want the biggest guy in your building to hit you with this.
Andy on Twitter is in all caps screaming, it's in F sharp. The fart is in F sharp.
I've had at least one call.
I will try F sharp.
Yep.
At first, when I looked at it, I thought it was just him being funny. Like, okay, it sounds like a bad joke. Hey, what note is fart? F sharp. Ha ha.
Give me a second.
All right.
Okay. This is F.
Okay.
This would be F sharp. Let me loop it.
Yeah.
I think he's right.
Yep.
Sounds good to me. Yeah, if you needed a guitar riff to go along with your fart track, I'd say that's it.
See, I told your listener would.
I wonder how he knew that.
Well, this guy, Andy, the King Caps, F sharp, and like multiple exclamation points.
Well, certain people have perfect pitch. I hate those people, and they can just Everett
probably.
He
wouldn't be able to tell us.
He wouldn't tell us the
could
note.
He could be able to find it on the guitar.
Exactly.
But because he can't read music and he doesn't know chords, but he can play as good as anybody that you stick up against him.
It's maddening because he just skips over the hard part and just does it in his head.
Yeah, he has relative pitch. That's still good, too.
Yeah. F sharp. You want to try another one?
Might as well.
Oh, that's my favorite. Alfie, pick a key.
I'm going to go for the lowest on the guitar, E.
Hello?
G.
Dan?
What's the lowest?
E is the lowest.
E, yeah.
We'll go E.
This is E.
I'll go one step up from that.
It's going to be F.
No, it's going to be C. On the... No, hang on. I don't know what one step up is. Is that F?
So what did you say again, Dan?
The lowest was the G.
He wanted one step up from E.
Step up from E, so that's going to be...
That's F sharp.
Yeah.
Again, F with the F sharp.
No.
I'm going with A. So we know it's not F sharp. What'd you guess, Alfie?
I guessed E, and that was wrong.
What'd you guess, Chloe?
G.
That's close.
Yeah.
What's lower than G?
We're going to have to go low. See if it's A.
Yeah, maybe.
I think it's A. Let me loop it.
Your metronome.
I'm sending this segment to the Marconi board.
Why? So they could take away our license? There was ever a reason to revoke it. You know, I think it's A. I think it's A.
Yeah, I think it is too. I believe so.
Yeah. I go with that.
Yeah,
Captain, that's your drum.
All right. Changing my pocket, going jingle.
Man, that's terrible.
What does line one want?
He's calling about strokes.
Oh. Yeah, Sean. Hang on. My fault. Go ahead, Sean.
Yes. Hey, I had a stroke. This Thanksgiving be 3 years that I had it. And I had a mini stroke. It's called a TIA, which it affected my right side of my body. I couldn't talk for like 12 or 14 hours, and then I kept willing myself to talk, and finally it came back. But just let you know, you can recover from it. Just depends what kind you have. Like a TIA is a mini stroke. It's warning you of a possible bigger one later on if you don't take care of yourself. And I had the stroke on Thanksgiving on 2012. I had surgery that Monday after Thanksgiving, released from the hospital that Tuesday, and I was back to work that following Monday. Still had stitches in my neck. They operated, cleaned out my arteries.
What does this have to do with the farts and keys?
No, it had nothing to do with the farts and the keys. You told me that guy had a stroke. I was just telling you about it.
Oh.
Thought you might be interested in it. You said he's 95%.
Back
better
to
than what he was, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I figure you might want to know that there is people who have them. Well, you can come back to 100% from
them. So you think this is an A?
I don't know. Put it down where your button and hear you really fart. See what I'm saying.
What did he say?
I didn't catch it.
It was something stupid.
Mm. I need somebody to fart in D so I can go to the next chord.
Yeah. I'm sorry. And I just ate broccoli, so you'd think I'd be good to go. Mm-hmm. I think I normally fart in B. That sounds pretty good.
We'll kick it. No?
Nope, got nothing.
Nothing for you, Chloe? Dan, ain't you got no spider stories?
Hey, Chloe. Scary, scary spider crawling your nose.
I think it's not quite the same.
Damn it.
You have killed this bit. A Marconi award-winning. We could have won a whatever they get for radio.
Oh, please. If Marconi were alive, he'd walk in his room and shoot us all. See?
Wasn't what I meant to hit. All right.
We'll be back to the Russ Martin Show.
$6.59. This is KEGL, Fort Worth, Dallas, Texas. Over the MyPlates.com Traffic Center. Alfie Coy's and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Thank you, Russ. Eagle traffic brought to you by American Airlines. Let's get started off in Dallas, westbound I-30. Right at 75, got an accident there in the clearing stage. This traffic's backed up back to 2nd Avenue. Also in Dallas, westbound 635, just after Coit. Got an accident there also in the clearing stage. This traffic's still kind of slow back from the I-5. Finally, in Irving, westbound 183, right at Beltline. Got an accident blocking the right lane. That one has traffic backed up back from Story Road. Listen to Skull tomorrow morning at 8:25 for a shot to win a pair of Winnem before you can buy them tickets to go see Incubus, The Deftones, and Death from Above 1979 on August the 28th at the Jackson. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. Full details are online at KEGL.com. I'm Alfie Coy and the Eagles Black Thunder.
Eagle weather brought to you by Dart. Clear skies tonight, 54 for a low. Tomorrow, sunny and a high of 81. Right now, 76 at 97.1, the Eagle.
We're back to the Russ Martin Show.
Anything else on Twitter or Facebook?
Nothing new. Oh, actually, yes. On I went ahead and just closed out Twitter because that's depressing. But Facebook, someone mentioned to me to tell you, hey, let Russ know Dweezil Zappa is in town.
For what? Some monobrow contest?
No, he's giving guitar classes.
Mm. I want to see if he can guess the key of farts. Don't want to mess with line three, Alfie. That's a no. All right, Dan.
Man, you are such a pussy.
He said,
Well, why'd you put him on hold?
He's an okay call, but we've kind of moved past the fart thing, unless you want to revisit it.
Really?
No. I got lucky with that last one being A. He played Slow Ride to somebody farting in the bathtub.
That's the next level.
Yeah, you want to talk about a remix.
Mm-hmm. It's like we normally reach certain levels of stupid. However, today, new heights.
Hey. Hey, on that radio show you're always bragging about that you listen to where you say they talk about anything?
Uh-huh.
I bet they ain't never played Slow Ride to somebody farting in the bathtub.
Man, you guys are listening. Every time you think you thought of something that possibly no one else could do, they've already done it like 10 minutes ago.
Yeah, how do you counter-program that?
You can't. If they actually went into a meeting at some other station and said, hey, okay, let's analyze what the number one show was doing so we can learn from it. And the program director listed off the stuff we do, his staff wouldn't believe it. He'd say, that's nonsense. There's no way they're doing that.
Oh, no. They'd take that program director, go ahead and send him down to HR for his exit meeting.
Mm-hmm. Like, out.
Or had I told him, even though we did a lot of stupid stuff at CBS,
mm-hmm.
things just have grown exponentially here. And I told him in the first meeting, because I knew Gene Romano, the regional VP. But if they had to ask what I planned on doing, well, one of the bits I like to do is play farts. And guess what song goes with it? Guess the key. Can I start tomorrow?
And that's, yeah, because there are certain things if someone asks, so what do you do on your show? And then if you were to actually tell them, when you just say it out of context in a boardroom.
Oh, no, dude, even in context, nobody's going to get that. I don't get it, and I just did it.
Right. But I'm just saying, especially out of context, in a boardroom with a bunch of suits, who a lot of whom don't always have the best personality anyway, they're going to be like, no, they're not doing that. They're not even going to get a chance to start. Get rid of them.
I heard one of those big radio conferences where everyone stands up and tells their big idea.
Oh, the big idea. Yeah. I thought of this. Yes. This is going to win me. This is going to be the award of the conference.
Man, this was really big with our morning show, Bag of Dicks in Albuquerque. They would play a fart. They would try and guess the key. And if the listeners got it right, they won something. Did you guys do anything else? Nope. That was it. Farts and keys. We had to make them stop doing it one day. They actually accidentally took a sh** on the air. Nobody could figure out what.
Play it back. Key, did you S your pants to?
Okay.
Speaking of which, who's blowing them?
I'm not.
The last few minutes, I've been smelling like a fart that's just been like
it could be
coming
your,
around the studio.
Could be your broccoli. There's not like there's a fart tram in here.
I know the difference between a fart and broccoli.
I haven't floated anything. Chloe couldn't get one out.
I was trying. I really was. Man, it just wouldn't.
Alfie walked in and out, dropped some paper off. I don't know what for. Hmm. Alfie, are you crop dusting?
No, it wasn't me.
Sorry, Dan. Can't help you. Do you want to smell our butts?
No, that's... No, that's solely between you and Kinsey. And that's your thing between each other.
Okay.
I wouldn't want to encroach on your thing.
I want you to think we're lying to you.
No, I was just asking.
Okay.
I don't know, might be coming from a different room. I don't know.
Oh, if it's coming from next door, it's got to be bad.
Yeah, I would imagine.
It's next door, that thing would actually open up our studio door and come in and talk to us.
Teach us how to make butter.
All right. By the way, the bee contest is still in effect. If you don't know what it is, too bad.
Yep.
What else you got, Dan?
Christopher Waters of Bradenton, Florida, was making fried chicken for his 40-year-old girlfriend, Bahunti Williams, on Sunday night. Well, she got upset because he was making it wrong. No, I don't know how he was making it wrong. They don't specify. I assume he probably didn't brine the chicken, or at least didn't let it marinate in the buttermilk or something. Anyway, the argument escalated, and she wound up punching him in the face because he didn't make the fried chicken properly. When the police got there, Christopher said he didn't want to press charges, but she was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery anyway. That might be because she has priors. She's been with him for 9 years and has been arrested for domestic battery two other times before.
Damn.
Not sure if that was because of poorly made fried chicken as well, or just a different reason.
Well, he's just an idiot. He can't cook nothing. Sorry.
Uh-huh.
I put my cigarette in backwards. Couldn't cook Flintstones Fruity Pebbles.
Mm-hmm.
Got those wrong. Got a stabbing for that. Tried frying bologna. Didn't put any slits in it.
Man.
Ooh.
That bubbled up.
Oh, no. That's just sad. You'd think someone would have taught him at some point how to properly fry bologna.
Yeah.
I shot him in the throat one time with a shotgun because he couldn't peel citrus.
Oh, my God. That seems like a bit of an overreaction.
And then tried to serve me one time. One time.
Mm-hmm.
Tried to serve me salsa. From New York City. That's when we got a rope.
Go ahead.
Okay. A barber in Paulsboro, New Jersey, charges $5 for haircuts. And on Saturday afternoon, a man went to get one. And he got what he paid for, a mediocre haircut. In fact, he hated it so much he refused to pay the $5 and walked away. So the barber chased him down and then stabbed him in the butt.
A lot of ass stabbing going on.
The man was hospitalized, but the stab wound was not life-threatening. Charges against the barber are coming.
I mean, I hate to sound like a tightwad because I am. I cut my own hair,
right,
as you can tell. But $5, what do you really expect? First of all, it's got to be fast because you got to have quick turnover if you're going to make a profit.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's $5. That could be an introductory price. First haircut, $5. It could be $20 or $30 after that. So you expect, whether it's a $5 haircut or a $50 haircut, it should be good.
You judge it by the price. If you bought a $10 pair of boots and they lasted a week and a half, should you be mad? No.
Yes.
You knew what you paid for them.
If the $10 pair of boots lasts a few months, then that's it. You got your money out of it.
$5 haircut.
Not everything is, just because something expensive doesn't make it better.
I'm sorry, this is the only clip I got that actually goes with that.
You, prove it.
That friend of ours that got the $2 BJ, did he say that was any good?
At the topless bar?
Yeah.
I can't remember. He was bragging about it.
So, see?
If you're a topless bar and you're kind of gnarly looking,
mm-hmm,
you're probably walking around with a bone dog most of the time. So it's not going to take her long to finish you up. He said, I gave her five, and she gave me change back. He's ecstatic.
I still think that she had to have been on something where she didn't realize.
Oh, that she gave him change back?
Yeah, or she may have thought that the money he gave her wasn't a $5 bill. Maybe in her mind it was a $500 bill, even though that doesn't exist. She thought, that's too much. I'll give him $300 back. And then the next morning she realizes, I gave that man a $2 BJ.
Well, she gave him like $2 and some change, so I think she knew.
Oh, God.
What's the most you ever paid for a hand job?
I've never paid for that.
Hmm.
How much for you?
I'm trying to think. I got screwed really bad for about $60,000 in legal fees.
You win.
Yeah. Woo.
I'm sorry, man. You get the trophy. You're a champion.
Alfie, what's two?
She's calling about the air biscuit that was flying around earlier.
Okay. Yes, Shelley.
Yes, I was calling to say it is extremely sexist of you guys to not make all of you go through the same prove you didn't fart process that y'all made Kenzie go through the other day.
Dan is the one being sexist because I offered it.
That's not sexist. No.
The subject changed very quickly.
Yeah, as it should, Shelly. It's not sexist on my part not to want to smell Russ's butt because I never asked to smell Kenzie's butt either. Russ thrust his butt upon me, and I politely refused.
Well, I don't think there should be any refusal, period.
There should be refusal. Why is it that I have to sniff Russ's butt simply because he sniffed Kinsey's?
No. Aren't you the one who got someone passed gas?
See, you ain't getting it, Dan. She's explaining it to you.
Oh, yeah. I'm the one that's misunderstanding this. No, I asked the room if someone farted because I thought it smelled like someone had. They all said no. That was enough for me. I believed them. However,
Kenzie said it the other day, and you were certainly egging it on.
Yeah, but that was Russ who wanted to smell her butt. I'm just a bystander.
No, you were egging it on. At that point, you were not a bystander.
Yeah.
You were part of the mob.
That's what we do, Shelley. We dogpile.
Thank you. Part of the egg mob.
The egg mob.
Well,
had Kinsey offered, hey, Dan, smell my butt, and I did it, and then you did yours, Russ, and I said no, then yeah, that would be somewhat sexist. Or sexy.
Not really.
No, I'm just saying.
Did you actually hear the fart, or did you only smell it?
I only smelled it.
So you don't know if somebody actually farted?
I don't.
So why don't you call 911 and tell them you smell something funny like Kinsey did? If you actually heard it, then possibly we could identify it by the key. Because I'm sure Chloe, Alfie, and I fart in different keys.
Yeah, I'm sure you. Yeah.
Mine's probably normally C, good country key.
Yeah. Chloe's is probably a good rock key.
Yeah. Chloe would probably be a E.
That's what I was about to say. Mm.
And then Alfie is obviously a falsetto.
Why is that, Alfie?
Because I'm tight, I guess.
I don't want to talk about this anymore.
For more information on The Russ Martin Show, go to RussMartin.com. To get signed up for The Russ Martin Show audio and video archives, go to RussMartin.fm. Other show websites, DJClo.net, DanOMalley.com, and AlfieCloy.com. For all things 97.1 The Eagle, go to KEGL.com. Nikki Sixx is up next. For all things Talk Radio 1190, go to 1190TalkRadio.com, where Rodney Anderson is up next.
All right, see you guys tomorrow.
Later.